Down Blue Raider football on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, Middletown Pharmacy, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, the Middletown Home, with kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty Select, Brownstone Cafe, Jack's Auto Sales, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, the Black Horse Tavern, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, and the Hetrick Center. Now let's take it out to the game with the WNSS Sports Crew.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Henry Hershey Field here in the campus of Milton Hershey School. We have high school football for you here tonight. We have got, quite possibly, John, the biggest regular season game in Middletown football history since that 1999 game up at West Perry, which was for a division championship. The Capital Division title is on the line here tonight. Middletown at 8-0 taking on Milton Hershey, who is 7-1, but their one loss is an out-of-conference game against Central Dauphin East in the first week of the year. This is the true test for this team here tonight.
And Middletown right now, the only unbeaten left in Central Pennsylvania. And last week we saw Shippensburg go down, also Newport go down. So the Middletown Blue Raiders, the only one left of the unbeaten. And, you know,
Red Lion is still unbeaten in New York.
Oh, okay. Not obviously in the Mid-Penn Conference, but still certainly in Central PA. And State College, they...
State College is still unbeaten as well.
Correct. They're, you know, will play a lot of the teams down this way, but obviously not a District 3 team. So Middletown from around here, you know, has something to prove, and we haven't seen them beat the team since 2000 in Middletown. Unfortunately, the Blue Raiders, you know, if they win tonight, still it's not an outright win. You still have to win next week because, again, Milton Hershey, although with one loss on the season, that loss came against CD East. I think that we're going to see a few different dynamics than we saw last year in that game. Of course, last year, we didn't have Thompson for Middletown playing in that contest, but it was Brady Fox who did a lot of the damage in that game against Milton Hershey when they lost in that contest. And I think, like so many games this Middletown team remembers this year with Lower Dauphin, they're going to remember last year losing over here at Milton Hershey. You know, things like that stick with you. They certainly want something to prove. This team's got a lot of confidence going on right now, and they're trying to stay healthy because they haven't had to play really second halves of football games for the most part. They've been able to utilize their JV team. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, can they now put that full game fitness together playing Milton Hershey, and how much more are they going to be fresher because of lack of injuries? The only injuries this team missing are certainly two key injuries in the secondary, and Stetler and their wide receiver Hughes, both with broken collarbones. And those two remain out.
All right, we'll take time out. When we come back, our Brian Kaiser will talk to Brett Myers, the head coach of the Middletown Blue Raiders. Again, it is Milton Hershey and Middletown back after this on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of cards, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Well, make sure they're on. Make sure they're standing out of queue. Make sure you're seeing levels.
Great game for the team. Got out quick. And
they've got a few minutes here on the coach interview. So
give everyone what they were.
Sure, they're all square.
It's always nice to have homecoming and have all the alumni back and to be able to play at a level where we could come out with a win. And it was nice to see. And it was really, really good to get everybody on the field and allow them to enjoy those situations.
The game this week is against Milton Hershey. It's a huge game for both teams in a lot of different ways, but realistically, the division title's on the line. And how important do you see a difference in the intensity in practice this week?
You know, I mean, obviously, as the year goes on, games become a little bit more important, but, you know, our kids have been working really, really hard at focusing on each game being a Super Bowl. So while intensity might be up a little bit from last week, it's been gradually building anyways, and our captains are doing a great job of maintaining even keel and not peaking too early.
Milton Hershey has, a lot of different weapons, but one specifically that everyone's aware of is Keontae Lucas. Is this a kid that may be the best player that you guys have had to prepare for all season?
You know, well, we played a lot of really, really good players. I mean, the running back from Paul Meyer and EP, East Pennsboro, and then you got the kids at Camp Hill. So I would say you could put him in a group like that, but without a doubt, you know, he's a special kid, and, you know, he does some really special things on the field.
Your team right now is playing at a very high level. The offensive line is a group that, you know, whenever you hear the names of the running backs, the quarterbacks, and the receivers, the guys who never get really acknowledged, at least publicly, are those offensive linemen. So let's do that. Let's talk about those guys up front and the way that they've played for this team this year, because without their presence up front, none of that other stuff gets done.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, you know, led by, they're pretty much all seniors, with Douglas being the only junior. But those guys have been doing a great job, and a lot of them have been playing three, some of them 4 years, and, you know, they take a beating every week at practice. You know, we have a lot of line coaches, and they get a lot of attention. And, you know, Trey Michael and Ethan and Griff, you know, Tommy and Malik Noon at tight end. I mean, those guys work, and they're the last guys off the field. And, you know, they're okay with not getting a lot of credit in the press, because they kind of own the skill guys a little bit, that when their names get mentioned and somebody talks about their stats, they know where they stand, and they know that their hard work is helping them be successful.
Are you sensing an atmosphere change also with the fans, with the student body at this point, and really sensing how special this season has been so far?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of energy in the building. You know, it's kind of hard to tell yet with this nice new building. You know, everybody's still in a honeymoon phase there. But without a doubt, you know, I mean, there's, you know, winning athletics. You know, both soccer teams are in playoffs, which is great. And the football team's doing well. You know, with all three sports doing well there, you know, there is a little bit of vibe in the building. But I wouldn't say it's just football. I would say it's all athletics and the new building. And, you know, the culture of success that's trying to be built here is probably more responsible for the energy than just the football team.
Last question for you, Coach. In any big game, turnovers are important. And is that the biggest key tonight? What do you think the biggest key tonight is to going over to Milton Hershey and coming back with a victory?
You know, like any other week, I mean, it doesn't matter how big of a game or how little of a game. Turnovers are real important. You know, it's going to come down to, like it does every week, blocking and tackling. It's just this week when you tackle somebody, he's a little bit better than the previous week. So, you know, turnovers, blocking, tackling, penalties, playing a clean game. And if we do that, well, I'm pretty sure that with our kids and the way they compete, we'll have a good chance to make everybody happy.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks, Brian.
This is Middletown head football coach Brett Myers. I'm back with more after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, pet markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Welcome back to Henry Hershey Field here on the campus of Milton Hershey High School. Steve Lee, John Wilsbach here for week 9 of the high school football season, and it gets no bigger than this for Middletown as the Raiders come in undefeated at 8-0 on the season. They will face this Milton Hershey team that is 7-1 on the season, unbeaten in Mid-Penn Capital Division play. The Spartans lost in week 1 to Central Dauphin East, 19-13. But since that point, they have given up no more than 14 points in any game, and they've scored over 30 in all of their games, in their division games. Kind of a lot like Middletown, aside from the Palmyra game where Middletown was its own worst enemy. That's the kind of effort that Middletown has to avoid here tonight. You left that game against Palmyra thinking that Middletown is probably two or three touchdowns better than the Cougars, but it's points that matter. And Middletown was lucky enough to probably play their worst game and still escape with the W that night. They cannot have an effort like that here tonight with bad penalties and turnovers, which hurt their scoring chances in that Palmyra game.
You know, and in that Palmyra game, one thing you've got to like about Middletown was they won that game. It was two unbeatens playing with each other and Middletown coming out on top. But the biggest thing was, that football team for Middletown didn't really celebrate after the game. They were disappointed with their play. They went to the locker room, and you may not have even thought they won that game. They were very upset with all the mistakes they made and the circumstances, things they didn't take advantage of. And that says something about the character of this team, because had they been in there ballyhooing and having a great time and loving it, the fact they won, I'd say, okay, well, you know what, they played hideous and they didn't care. But they didn't play hideous. They played well enough to win. They could have won even more, but they knew they made mistakes and they knew they were a better team than what they showed that night. So that said something about the character. These guys don't like making mistakes. They don't like messing up. They like pulling out the stops 100%. And I think that's what we're going to see tonight. You know, we've been waiting for this true test. We thought Paul Myra was going to be the biggest test, but really it's Milton Hershey. Milton Hershey still has Paul Myra
next week. Right.
Yeah, while Middletown has Steel High, but you mentioned some of the opponents, and yes, Trouncing's, teams like Camp Hill, East Pennsboro, Boiling Springs, and Trinity. Now, Hershey, they pounded. Middletown, you know, beat up on them in the preseason. So it's, two well-matched teams, a lot of speed. And Middletown over the years has had that one issue with the Steel Highs and the Milton Hersheys when it comes to certain speed on teams. Now, what's different, I think, this year out of Middletown, Steve, is Middletown's team speed is greater than it has been in a long, long time. When you're seeing guys out there like Woody and McCoy and these and Mills, they're just running people down in the backfield with giving them a 5-7 foot head start and running them down. So I think the team speed really shows for Middletown. That's going to be the big key, stopping guys like Keontae Lucas and Marcus Smith tonight.
Keontae Lucas is obviously the main threat for this Milton Hershey team. He comes in as a dual threat. He can throw the ball. He's 40 for 75, 723 yards on the season, 12 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, but he does most of his damage on the ground. He has 110 carries for 1,091 yards and 14 touchdowns. In high school, sacks are counted as rushes. So he has a couple sacks in with that. So you look at actual rushing attempts, he's probably over 10 yards a carry. He's just under it with the sacks added in. So that's certainly going to be a big factor tonight. And in this game last year, he was over 100 yards both passing and rushing in Milton Hershey's 20-19 win over Middletown. A game that the lead changed hands a few times in the last couple of minutes. Middletown was down early in the fourth quarter. Milton Hershey scored to put Middletown down. Then Milton Hershey pinned him back on the 3-yard line with about 4 minutes left, and Tyre Mills caught a 97-yard touchdown pass to put Middletown back in front. And then Milton Hershey drove down and scored the go-ahead touchdown with about 20 seconds left. They went for two. They did not get it to try to go up by three. And then Middletown had 20 seconds left, and I think they got down to about the 30-yard line and had a shot to win the game, but just couldn't convert it. So it was a great game here last year, and as the 2-year cycle, this is year one of it, so the home away thing is out the window, and
right.
This game just happens to be here again this year.
Another big story tonight is Middletown running back Jalen Thompson needs 173. To catch Rodney Ramsey's 34.09 all-time rushing record in Middletown. Rodney Ramsey is here tonight. We're going to have him on at halftime.
It would be a great thing for Middletown if they could get the win, get the record, and have Rodney Ramsey on at halftime to talk a little bit about it. So we are going to take time out as we're going to have the national anthem played. Again, it is Middletown and Milton Hershey for the Mid-Penn Capital Division title. Back after this on the Baker Fink and Minor Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of Remax Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up home-style meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays, 8 to 8.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-97.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Welcome back to Henry Hershey Field here on the campus of Milton Hershey School as we have Middletown and Milton Hershey set to do battle here for at least a share of the Mid-Penn Capital Division title here tonight. The winner of this game will clinch at least a tie and will be able to win it outright with a win next week. Middletown plays Steel High next week. Milton Hershey, a much tougher task, as we mentioned earlier. They take on Palmyra in week 10. Milton Hershey won the toss, and they deferred to the second half, so Middletown will get the football to start the first half here as teams are getting last-minute instructions from Brett Myers and Jeff Boger, the head coach of Milton Hershey.
We are at Henry Hershey Field here in Hershey, and for years we've always said, well, who's Henry Hershey? You know who Milton Hershey was, but Henry Hershey was the father of Milton Hershey.
Milton Hershey will be in the home chocolate brown uniforms with gold pants and helmets. Middletown in the away whites with blue pants, gold helmets, and we are about to get this underway with Henry Flemister, the kicker. He'll boot it downfield, bounces at the 15-yard line. Mills picks it up at the 10. Mills, 15, 20, and he's going to be spun around, and he'll be brought down right at the 20-yard line. So it's going to be Middletown taking the field, first and 10 at their own 21-yard line.
Of course, one of the big keys that every coach is going to tell you, Steve, is turnovers. And Milton Hershey's very good at causing them. They're very quick. They come in. They try to strip that ball, knock it out of your hands. And Middletown, of course, with its running game and the way they handle the ball many times, you know, very susceptible to having that ball knocked out. So they've got to do a very good job in this game at protecting that football.
Brady Fox is the running back here. Snavely in the pistol. Have Lopez come in motion in front of him. It's going to be a handoff to Fox, and he is hit immediately. He's going to be dropped for a loss of two on the play back to the 19-yard line.
Yeah, good surge right up the middle. And, you know, you're going to have fresh bodies out there on those first series. And that's why so often many of the NFL games you see that. But, you know, you're not getting a lot of scoring going on. Everybody's fresh. It's going to see where everyone gets worn down the second half.
Second down and 12. Handoff going to go to Thompson. Goes to the right now. Cuts back up the middle and gets a nice hole. Surge up to the 30. Close to the 31-yard line. It's going to depend on the spot. I think it's going to be just short but they give them a good spot, and that, we've seen that before. It's close enough. They just wave it on.
Well, and I really like how they lined up strong on that left side, gave him some good blocking as he took off to that far side of the field. You know, you want that inside-outside game working. You want to spread things open and let Milton Hershey try to figure out their different times where they're going.
That puts Jalen Thompson over the 1,000-yard mark for the season. He only needed 4 yards to get over that here tonight. Snap to Snavely, looking to run, and he is going to get hit right at the line of scrimmage. He had a pump fake in there, and then he decided he was going to have to tuck and try to get what he can on the ground. Got no gain. Back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Yeah, Chris Plummer was out there. Plummer's going to have to see his action pick up significantly. With Hughes being out with that broken collarbone, Plummer's going to get a lot more time out there at receiver. He's got to step up.
2nd and 9, handoff. Thompson up the middle. He's gone. He's across midfield. 30, 20. They're not going to get him. Touchdown, Middletown. Jalen Thompson, 68 yards. And the Raiders draw first blood here at 6-0.
Wow, he had the big run earlier on the outside. This time, they found the hole for him. You cannot give him a couple feet because he will just squeeze by and then he's off to the races. The speed, the quickness, the agility of Jalen Thompson getting closer to that Rodney Ramsey record.
Donovan Brady in for the extra point. Out of the hold of Chase Snavely. Snap, hold, kick. Good. Timeout. 10:23 left to play in the first quarter. It is Middletown 7, Milton Hershey nothing. Back after this in the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and they're home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Strike first, Raiders strike quick, 4 plays, 79 yards. Minute 30 seconds after the first play was a positive for Milton Hershey, stopping Fox for a 2-yard loss on the fourth play of the drive. It was Jalen Thompson, 68 yards into the end zone. Here's the ensuing kickoff. It's going to be fielded by Marcus Smith at the 15-yard line, brings it out to the 25-yard line, gets popped and will go down around the 28-yard line. Milton Hershey and Keontae Lucas will take the field here for the first time.
They had a nice spin move out there to dodge one tackler. I think it was Gamble who then came in and put the finishing blow on him. Great quick start for Middletown. You want to do that. You want to deflate some of these guys for Milton Hershey quickly. You want to get right in their head immediately like, oh, crap. Look at this team. They're just doing that at ease on us. Milton Hershey's not going to give up that easy.
Keontae Lucas is the quarterback, the dual threat. Going to have Marcus Smith in the backfield with him. Jibri Bones is another running back in there. They're going to run a reverse option play. It is going to be up for grabs. It's going to be bobbled and caught at the 42-yard line. It's going to be good for a first down. That is a double handoff in the backfield and a throw.
Yeah, McCoy missed his man. Let him get away from him. And there was plenty of time to catch up, but I don't think he knew where the football was. I don't think he understood what was going on, and that ball was just kind of tossed deep down the middle. And Rodgers was able to get to it.
A gain of 30 yards. Going to be off the left side for Marcus Smith, and there's going to be a flag thrown. He gained about 6 yards. We've got a flag. And in a game that has as much hype as this one does, you're going to have some of this, and that's going to be a personal foul penalty against Milton Hershey.
This could be one of those high-scoring games where you see both teams just taking it right at each other. Whose defense is going to hold up the most with a bend-don't-break attitude. The stupid penalties like that, you've got to cut them out of your game, and Milton Hershey, with a big play, finds a comeback a little bit. Midfield.
Second down and 18. Lucas going to keep it himself, trying to get around the edge. Being chased, and he's going to be brought down after a gain of 1 or 2 yards, making the stop there for Middletown. LaRon Woody was one of the first guys there to bring him down.
And Woody has been so instrumental at keeping the edges honest this season. He's been able to run down so many people in that backfield, even if he's from behind them, catching up and stopping them. And that's why they have him penetrating around the edges so many times. He's so quick at catching guys.
On the gain of two for Keontae Lucas. He'll take the snap. He's looking to throw, but we've got flags thrown. This is going to be blown dead.
Yep, Spartans jumping again. So right now, their own worst enemy early on here with a couple mistakes after a big trick play. And you wonder, they throw out a trick play like that right at the beginning of the game. How often are they going to use it the rest of the game?
Yeah, it puts it in the back of your mind on any goofy formation and motion like that.
Yeah.
Five receivers, three to the right side. Keontae Lucas, a quick throw over the middle, and it's incomplete. He is looking to get it to Khalil Riggs, but it was a little high for him, and he couldn't make the catch. He got popped anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, because his hand hit that ball. Hunter Landis made him pay for it. But the Raiders have got to do a better job at lining up at the line of scrimmage on these receivers. And that was good for at least a 10-yarder throw down the middle.
Fourth down, it will be a punt from Lucas. It's going to bounce at the 25-yard line. Takes a Milton Hershey bounce. This is a home roll all the way. It's just teetering inside the 5-yard line before it comes to a stop. So a good punt by Keontae Lucas, and Middletown will have it at their own 5-yard line here with 8:20 to go in the first quarter. Middletown leading 7-0, but the first drive goes the same way. Doesn't matter how many yards it is.
Right. We remember that earlier in the season when the Raiders were at their own 10, and I said, don't be surprised we get a 90-yard run here by Thompson. And by darn, that next play, he had a 90-yard touchdown run. Yeah, you take it back further, just gives him more yards if he makes another touchdown like the last one he had.
Oh, we'll just put it out there.
He's under 100 yards now, right?
Yeah.
Meaning he's 100 yards away or under 100 yards away from the all-time record.
Yeah. If he scores on this run, he will get the all-time record of Middletown. Snavely will hand it off. That is going to be Fox, I believe, and he doesn't go anywhere.
In a dangerous area where he's got to make sure that he holds on to that football tight, because he's trying to work for yardage right at the line of scrimmage. And again, they're trying to yank and strip from him, and that's where you got to go, the two-armer, and hold that ball in tight.
They gave him 1 yard out to the 6, so it's going to be second down and 9, and we've got somebody jumping.
Yeah,
Travis Ptolemy was eager to get across the line for Milton Hershey, and that's going to cost the Spartans 5 yards, as that's going to be the third penalty against Milton Hershey early.
You've got to credit Snavely on that. He's making the reach as he walks up to the line, or if he's in the shotgun in this situation, he's making his heart snap counts, trying to get him to jump.
To the other side, Snavely going to look to throw, looks down across the middle, and it is incomplete. He had his receiver, and that was Fox, I believe, who couldn't have it, who couldn't bring it in. It was there.
It was there, and I think he was looking up just a little bit too soon. And, you know, that has been pretty much consistent with Snavely this season. Snavely's passes, for the most part, have always been on. The ones that aren't are either because it was a drop or a good defense. Right there, that one was on. That's why he has such a high passing percentage.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. In the backfield is Fox. He's going to get the give. He dives forward. He's going to be close to the first down. I think he's got it.
Yeah. That the belly dive right up the middle, plow through the hole. Although you give him a little bit of a break to put Thompson and Mills back in.
That was the first decent run for Fox. He'd been held at bay in his first couple. First down and 10, Middletown at their own 16-yard line. Leach in motion. It's going to be a quick pass out to Leach in the flat. 20, 25, spins off a man at the 25 and gets down to the 29-yard line. Nice gain of 13 yards on the quick pass out to Trey Leach. First completion of the game for Snape.
Leach moves in motion to the near side. Just as he's getting past the center, he starts speeding up, the snap. Looks like it's going to be a handoff right up the middle, and most of that middle defense is focusing on Thompson. Leach is already to the outside, wide open to get that little pass off and pick up the first.
Three receivers to the left. They got a mismatch over there if they look for it. Snavely going to roll that way. Now he's going to throw it down across the middle. It's going to be intercepted. It is picked off by Milton Hershey running this way. That is Delani Licorice, and he is going to be pushed out of bounds inside the Middletown 30 to the 26-yard line.
Threw off the back foot a little bit against the body, so he didn't have enough gusto behind the pass. The other thing was, I didn't catch which receiver that was over there. You've got to come back for the football. That ball was lagging just a little bit. Double coverage there. It was going to be on the mark, but double coverage, you've got to come back and grab that football and protect that. And now Milton Hershey has excellent position.
First and 10 at the 26-yard line. Handoff goes to Jibri Bones, and he's going to try to cut back into the middle. Gets a gain of 3 before being stopped. It'll be 2nd and 7.
Don't forget, if you've tuned in on our internet streaming, we also have for you Redland and Central Dauphin on the alternate stream at WMSSFM.com.
2nd down and 7. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Jibri Bones in the backfield along with Smith, who gets the give, and he's going to be turned back after a gain of 1, trying to go off the right side of the offensive line. Middletown there pretty well that time. It'll be 3rd and 6.
The Raiders gave up a lot of space, a lot of field, giving Milton Hershey a good area here. You know, they can keep him right here and force him to maybe attempt a field goal, not allow him into the end zone. That'll be a victory in itself on this series.
Two receivers right, 1 left. Lucas, it's going to be a pitch to Smith. Going left side, finds a little bit of a hole, and he's going to have a first down inside the 16.
Think he has it?
Yeah, I think he's got enough for the first down.
Yeah, you're right. He got a lot of good blocking going to the left side of his line. The fake was to the right. I don't know why anyone would have bid on that, because there were no running backs going to the right side.
Two running backs in the backfield with Lucas here on first down. It's going to be a give to Bones, trying to go to the right, and he is caught after a gain of just a yard, falling down at the 15-yard line.
Middletown defense has been tough all season. Focusing, keying on players. We saw it especially in that East Pennsboro game. A lot of people try to compare what happened last week. Lowered off and knocking off Cumberland Valley. And people say, wow, Middletown beat Lowered off and Lowered off and beat Cumberland Valley.
And off the Jibri Bones on 2nd down. He'll make a cut right at the line and falls down after a gain of a couple yards. Going to be down to the 12, so we'll give him 3 on that one.
I make that comparison with the LDCD game because Lowered often is, I think, a little bit different than they were at the beginning of the season when Middletown played them. And they have certainly improved. They've gotten strengthened. That front four defensively is a beast.
3rd down and 6 here for Milton Hershey. 2 receivers left and right. Man in motion, play fake. Lucas spins around. Moving to the right, in trouble in the backfield. He is going to be stopped and not going to be taken down, but his momentum's going to be stopped. They're going to call him down all the way back to the 24-yard line. That's good pressure there from the Middletown defensive front. A bunch of guys in there for the Raiders.
Yeah, and getting a lot of help. Different area. Kyle Truesdale, one of those getting in there. Maxwell causing some problems. You know, you got guys charging in. This is how they're going to stop him, by sealing all the different gaps, trying to keep him contained.
4th and 18. 3 receivers to the right side. Lucas will roll that way. On the run, being chased. He's going to have to try to run it, but he needs 18 yards, and Middletown will give him 10, and they'll stop him at the 11-yard line, and Middletown will get the football back on down.
So there you go, the interception. Ruins the field possession, the position that they had, but that's okay. They give up no points on the interception. They get the football back. Great stand by the defense. It's Milton Hershey who has his great field position on that series. And, you know, again, I'm going to be saying that all game, that the bend but don't break strategy.
First down and 10 for Middletown as the offense takes the field again. Two receivers to the right. It's going to be a run right up the middle. And this is going to be Mills across the 40, the 50. There is a flag back at the line of scrimmage. Mills going down the left sideline. Is going to be ripped down from behind at about the 17-yard line. But there is a flag way back at the line of scrimmage.
Now let's see what they do. They're going out of that wildcat with Mills and just centering it right back to him and letting him take it.
Chop block.
I didn't see that one.
So a big run for Mills of what would have been about 50, 60 yards wiped out.
That just shows the Raiders trying to mix it up. The run, the pass, going wildcat, just centering it back to the running back, letting him run it. And they call the chop block on Middletown.
That'll cost them six, cost them a lot more, technically. It wipes off a great gain by Mills.
And you hate seeing a play like that go to waste.
First down and 16 for Middletown at their own 6-yard line. Snavely under center this time. Fox in the backfield, Thompson in motion behind him. Going to be a play fake. Snavely looking to throw. Throws on the run. It is dropped. Leach just flat dropped that one at the 18-yard line.
Well, you've seen two drops now in this game. Brady Fox one, and now Leach dropping one. Snavely can't put it anywhere else except where it needs to be, and both times, those ones were dropped. With the exception of the interception, they've got to make those plays. A little jittery. It's a big game with these guys.
Two receivers right, one to the left. Snavely in the shotgun. We've got flags thrown. They threw it in Milton Hershey's direction, which usually means that it is going to be against them, and it is.
Someone lining up there in the neutral zone, causing some problems. Jumping again. They've gotten them to jump now a couple times.
So Middletown's made the mistake via the turnover. Milton Hershey's been getting the penalties here. The handoff to Thompson, trying to get to the right sideline. He is thrown down across the 20-yard line. He's going to be close to a first down. I think he might actually get it. Might have given it to him.
At the 22 is where he had to get to, so I think they're giving it to him.
Yeah.
They're going to line up quickly. They're going to take their time here. They're going to keep this offense moving, try to keep the defense off guard. Now they'll stop, see how the defense lines up, take a look at the sideline. Rich Myers waves in the signals, and Snavely makes a yell from in the backfield.
To the left, one to the right. They fake Snavely. He's going to have to bail and just keep it himself. Like he wasn't too sure what he wanted to do once he faked the handoff, but he gets 7 yards running to the left side, and it'll be a second down at about three.
I thought they were going to Thompson as well. I don't know if he was looking to hand off to his left. Thompson went to the right side of it. He just decided, hey, at that point, I'm going to run. He had room there on that left side.
Two left, one right. Snavely hands off. That is to Thompson, right side. Going to have a first down across the 35-yard line, out to the 38 for a gain of 9 yards.
And it's amazing as you watch the offensive line and the blockers, the receivers, or whoever's playing in that wing. It's almost like this big wheel just kind of spinning around. You know, the gate just kind of opens up and pushes everybody forward.
And again, we know all about the what, which is Thompson, Fox, and Snavely being able to pass, but the why are the guys up front. Trey Michael, Griffin Radabaugh, Brendan Douglas, Tom Staker, Ethan Newton, and tight end Malik Noon. Those are the guys that make this machine go for Middletown as we have a timeout taken on the field. You'll step out as well. 1:42 left to play in the first quarter. It is Middletown 7, Milton Hershey nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbeiner, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbeiner, not just another funeral home.
Quarter Henry Hershey Field. Middletown leads Milton Hershey. Last score 7-0. Raiders with the football, first and 10 at their own 38-yard line. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Snavely is in the shotgun with Fox to his left. Now Mills comes in motion back behind everybody. It's going to be a handoff up the middle to Fox, and he is stopped for gain of just one on the play. Good defensive play by Jibri Bones, who was trying to strip that ball away.
Yeah, and they weren't that fooled either. I think Mills would have needed a little bit more separation from the backfield, but he was coming behind the backfield at the start of that play, so therefore the defense really didn't have to make any adjustments. Everything they wanted to get was either going to be Fox or Mills up the middle, and they could have just keep concentrating right on that area.
To the right, one to the left for Middletown here on second down and 9. Lopez goes in motion over to the left side. Play fake. Snavely in trouble. Will throw. It's complete. Mills midfield. 45-40, and he's going to be brought down at the 30-yard line. A late flag is thrown as well. This could be a face mask or a horse collar.
Yeah, I was thinking it was a horse collar. I really thought he should have taken it to the far side of the Middletown side because he had one blocker over there, and he could have gotten a little blocking help if he took it over, but tried to use the speed up the middle. It is a face mask, Steve, so that's going to tack on more against Milton Hershey.
That was a great throw.
Yes.
Somehow Snavely had a guy draped on him when he threw that football. I was watching it through binoculars, so I couldn't see where it was going. I was expecting the worst, but
The Yank
was right in the number.
And the Yank was coming from the left side of Snavely. He was able to reach that right arm out and still sling it down to Mills.
The first and 10 at the 15-yard line of Milton Hershey. 31-yard gain, 15-yard penalty. So here's the Raiders in the red zone. Two receivers to the left side of the formation. It's going to be handoff. Fox going right. Gets the corner to the 10 and going to be tackled at about the 9-yard line. And this might be the last play of the first quarter.
Nice job following the block that time. Could have probably tried to take it outside, forgot about the blocker, but, you know, instead he just stayed with him, took it as far as he could with it. Yeah, they'll take this one at the end of the first.
So, at the last few seconds, we'll run off the clock. We will take timeout. Our score after one quarter of play, it is Middletown 7, Milton Hershey nothing. Back with the second quarter after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Nothing Middletown after one quarter. Middletown with a second down and 4 of the Milton Hershey 9-yard line. Pass along a couple other scores. Capital Division. Both of these after one quarter. Palmyra leads Trinity 7-6. Camp Hill leads East Bensboro 7-0.
That's a surprise. That's a good little crosstown rivalry for those two.
Second down and 4 here. Snavely in the shotgun with Fox to his left. Lopez comes in motion. There's a snap. Handoff goes to Fox. Cuts back to the middle. 5-yard line pushing forward and into the end zone. Touchdown. Middletown. Brady Fox, a 9-yard run, and it's 13-0 Raiders.
Brady Fox just topped in behind Staker. Kept following the train. Just hooked himself on. He was the caboose and just took it all the way into the end zone. Great blocking and another fantastic run by the Blue Raiders.
Donovan Brady in for the PAT. Good crowd on hand here by Middletown. They're filling up the visitors' bleachers, which are fairly big here.
Mm-hmm.
Brady's extra point on the way. It is good. We'll keep it here.
We'll keep it right here. Right. We want to welcome along our listeners on the TuneIn app. Those of you out there, if you have a smartphone, get the TuneIn app. And you can set it to WMSS. You can listen to us on there anywhere. across the country or the world, depending if you got some Wi-Fi going on somewhere else. The TuneIn app, listen to WMSS. There's two streams on there. So you can click on one, click on the other stream, and you'll get the Central Dolphin game that Brian Kaiser and Eric Thomas are at. Or, of course, if you have just a regular laptop at home or a desktop or an iPad, you can get the TuneIn app there or put it on WMSSFM.com and listen to WMSS on the web. And, of course, we welcome along all of you listening on 91.1 FM, too.
8 plays, 88 yards, 3 minutes and 32 seconds for the Raiders as Brady Fox caps it off with the 9-yard touchdown run. Big play was the pass to Mills and the 15-yard penalty that came along with it. Kickoff will go over the head of Marcus Smith into the end zone, and it's going to be first and 10, Milton Hershey at 20.
And what a great job this season that Donovan Brady has been doing. We saw him miss a couple games with the injury from the soccer team, which, by the way, the soccer team for Middletown boys, they play tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, down in Berks County at Topohocken. We'll have that game at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Middletown playoff soccer. But what a great job Donovan Brady has done with kicking, giving some good deep kicks, and being steady on those extra points.
Having a kicker is definitely a weapon at the high school football level.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe Julius, what he did at Lower Dolphin for years.
Yeah.
Here's Milton Hershey with two receivers left, one to the right, now in motion over to the far side, so make it three. Lucas is going to keep it himself on that read option up the middle. Gets to the 25, 26-yard line, gain of 6 yards. It'll be second and four.
It's such a hard play to guard against, but the Raiders are doing well. They penetrate in on that left side, trying to figure out, you know, what he wants to know, who he's going to get, and trying to decide, do I go for the quarterback? Do I go for the running back?
The receivers to the left, one to the right, handoff up the middle. That's Marcus Smith, and he is going to be hit at the 30-yard line. I think he's going to be given enough forward progress to get the first down. He will, as they will move the sticks.
But he had to work for it. And the nice thing you see is when the Raiders get someone tied up, just one player, defender, tying someone up, it's not very far after that you've got a second, a third, and a fourth Raider guy always there defensively on them.
First down and 10 for Milton Hershey at their own 30-yard line. This is going to be a pitch out to Jibri Bones, and he'll make his way up to the 33, 34-yard line for a short gain. Give him four. It'll be second and six.
And that's all it's been, short gains thus far. But you know that Milton Hershey is so capable of breaking that one big play open like Thompson has already done in this game.
Certainly have the ability to do it at any point. Do both of these teams. Slot to the right, wide left, and Middletown is drawn off sides, I believe. Should go against Maxwell and Radabaugh. They both jump. Deontay Lucas got him.
Coming up at halftime, Rodney Ramsey, the all-time leading rusher in Middletown history, will be our halftime guest. Just from a few seasons back. However, he might not be the all-time leader after tonight or next week.
Very possible. Snap to Lucas. He's going to tuck and run it himself. He gets hit right with a helmet, right in a breadbasket by Jacoby, right at the 44-yard line, down to the 45. Picks up six, though, and gets a first down for Milton Hershey.
Middletown Blue Raiders home next week, senior night, Steel High. Of course, as everyone's finding out now, it's time to start dressing warm when you come to the games. Might be a little sunny during the daytime, but dress nice and warm at night. Milton Hershey this time jumps offside on the right side of the line, and that time it was Stanford.
That's
Stanford Mason.
Stanford Mason.
He's big. He's a big guy, I'll tell you. 6'4". 255-pound sophomore. He's got some learning and probably still some growing and strength to get on him.
First down and 15 now for Milton Hershey. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Lucas looking to throw deep, and it is going to be well overthrown. Mills on the coverage on that far side looking to get it to Rodgers.
There was a point there where Mills didn't know that ball was coming. It was off about a step or two. But then quickly caught up when he realized that that ball was airborne but it was well overthrown. Neither one had a chance to get to it. Raiders secondary has done a superb job this season. It's just so bad they're missing Stetler. He's out with that broken collarbone.
Right, one left. Lucas shotgun. He's going to have Smith in the backfield with him. Read option. It's going to be Lucas keeping it himself, and he's going to run it to the left side. Not get very much. Middletown with a lot of guys back there. That read option, that's one thing that we've seen Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks, do very well in the past when Wilson's not hurt. But I do want to give a shout-out to Gary Gilliam from Milton Hershey, as he name-dropped Milton Hershey on the intros on Sunday Night Football this past week.
Oh, very nice.
Third down and 12. Lucas, quick pass out to Bones, and he is going to be clubbed for a loss of a yard on the play. There's Radaball over there, and also Hayden Landis was there for Middletown.
And here goes back to my point from the beginning of the game. This defense is so much quicker than past Middletown defense. They're making good reads, but they're so fast, quick to get to the spot. Now forcing what could be a punt here. Trick play.
Now it's going to be a 4th and 13, so Lucas is going to boot it, and it's going to be a shank. He kicked it to the far side of the field. It's out of bounds. It's not even going to get enough for the first down, and it was 4th and 13.
Yeah, well, this is where I hate when coaches have the player lining up just as kind of, you know, in the shotgun and trying to punt it. You know, you want to get a good punt away. You're playing a good team. You don't want to give them good field position. Get back there a few extra feet. Give yourself a little extra time to put a good punt away instead of just trying to, you know, get off a quick pooch kick or something like that.
The net result is about a 12-yard punt.
Yeah.
It might have got enough for the first down. It's right on the 45-yard line of Middletown, so... It was close. 1st and 10, Raiders at their own 45, slot to the right, wide left. Mills in the Wildcat will keep it himself. Now heads to the far side of the field, in trouble. He's going deep, back 10 yards back. Now he's going to be caught from behind and cannot get back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, he's a never quit guy, and you know sometimes you do have to just bite it and then take that loss. It's amazing. He only lost about two on it, maybe three, but he had to fight for all he had getting out of that. Out of that Wildcat, he wants to shoot through quicker. He doesn't want to go around the end.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. That's Mills. Snavely on 2nd and 12. It's a snap, rolls. Now he'll throw. Caught. Fox midfield, and he'll be tackled in Milton Hershey territory to the 48-yard line.
Now keep in mind, Mills is also the backup quarterback for Snavely as well. So he can play quarterback if need be. It's going to be interesting to see what happens after this season when Snavely graduates. You've got Mills back next year. Do you move him to quarterback? Do you put him in at running back to replace Thompson? Do you keep him at wideout? This guy, he's a multifaceted player. He can go anywhere, but yeah, what's going to be his best strength?
Or do you do all of the above?
Well,
slot
point.
Left, wide right. You're on 3rd down and 4 for Middletown of the Mill Hershey 49-yard line. Snavely in the pistol, hands it off. Thompson up the middle. He's going to fight forward, and he's going to get enough for the first down. It should be enough to move the sticks as he came down right across the 45-yard line.
Didn't have much room. But man, he just pounds those legs quick, drives forward, and knew just where he had to get to. This is artificial turf here at Henry Hershey Field.
1st down and 10, Middletown at the 45 of Milton Hershey. Slot left, wide right, handoff. Fox coming to the right side, cuts back, has some room, 40, and he'll be tackled down at the 38, 37-yard line.
That's one of the biggest strengths of Brady Fox is his vision of the field. He knows where to cut. He knows what angle to take when he's going through a congested area, when he's got two, three guys reaching on him, and he just powers his way then through there.
Fox with 19 yards on 6 carries. Thompson, 5 for 104. Both have a touchdown. 2nd down, called a long 2 with a slot to the left, wide right. Lopez comes in motion. Snavely, handoff, right up the middle. Thompson, big hole, 30. Cuts over to the left, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Jalen Thompson, his 2nd touchdown run of the night. This one of 37 yards, and it is 20-0. Raiders.
Lead blockers get through there. The receivers have their man. They don't just stand there and look to see what's going on. They all pick someone up, and they just make the hit. And then Thompson's able to see who's got who moved to the right, moved to the left, and he knew that time, hey, it's clogged up right up the middle. I'm going to shoot it to the outside, and I'll have enough room to get it there.
Donovan Brady in for the extra point for Middletown. There's the snap, the hold, the kick on the way. It is good. Brady 3 for 3. We'll take timeout. 5:59 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 21, Milton Hershey nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Midway through the second quarter here from Henry Hershey Field, and it's all Middletown in this game so far. 21-0 in favor of the Raiders. The last drive for Middletown, 5 plays, 55 yards, took 2 minutes and 22 seconds. And Dylan Thompson's second touchdown run of the night, this one of 37 yards. Thompson up to 141 yards rushing, and now he certainly has a good chance tonight at becoming the all-time leading rusher for Middletown. Here's the kickoff, and it's going to be taken out to the 27-yard line, and that's where the Spartans will take offense.
Well, we told you coming up at halftime, we'll be talking to Rodney Ramsey, watching that record slowly slip away.
Well, it has a pretty good shot of quickly slipping away. Middletown gets the ball again.
Sure does. You know, and I'm sure Ramsey appreciates it. He's been holding the top spot now for a few years, and he had a great career at Middletown. But he'll be number two still, and he's here tonight. He'll be joining us coming up at halftime.
Milton Hershey going to go to a four-wide look here. Two receivers on either side. Lucas in the shotgun. He has got Smith in the backfield with him. It's going to be a passing play. Lucas in some trouble. Sidesteps the man, now throws on the run and throws behind the intended receiver, Harrington Smith, incomplete.
The Raiders keeping a little pressure in there on him. Hayden Landis getting in, unable to grab him because he is so elusive, but at least it was in his brain, I've got a Raider chasing me down. Who else is following? I've got to get rid of this football. And that pass wasn't even close.
Second down and 10. Again, they're going to go to the spread here with four receivers, two to each side. Marcus Smith in the backfield with Lucas. It's going to be a quarterback draw right up the middle, and Landis was there to take him down after a gain of 3. That was Hunter Landis from the linebacker position.
Again, this quick defensive unit. They're making the right reads. They know where the ball's coming. They're shooting in. They're getting to the holes. They're coming from either side of the field. Make sure they get there quickly.
Three receivers left, one to the right. Lucas on 3rd and 7, looking for a quick slant. It's intercepted. It is Tyre Mills, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Middletown. Tyre Mills, about a 35-yard interception return for touchdown. He saw it coming in, just right in front.
Right in front. Knew it was there, stepped in front. Perfect timing, perfect read. I mean, this kid does it all. What a great step in front. And you could see right after that, you can see Lucas just throwing his arms down. I don't know why he was yelling at the receiver. He put it right there for Mills just to step in front. And granted, you're the receiver. You got to come back for that a little bit, try to bump off that defender and get back in front so you can get the football. But no, Mills just stepped in. He timed it perfect.
Brady in for another extra point. There's the snap, the hold, the kick is up. It is good. And the task is getting taller for the Spartans. We'll take timeout. 5:05 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 28, Milton Hershey nothing. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
J.D.'s Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. J.D.'s Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's J.D.'s Junction in Middletown.
Middletown played their worst game of the season 3 weeks ago against Palmyra. I'd say this one's starting out pretty well.
Yeah, you know, and we said that was a wake-up for them. They were not happy with that win. They knew how badly they played, and coming to this, they're doing everything right. And this says something about the team, and I'll expand in a second on that.
Kickoff is going to go back to Smith, who fields it at the 3-yard line, across the 15, 20, and it'll be tackled across the 30 to the 32-yard line.
And we've said this each week for folks who maybe are just joining the bandwagon here late in the season. But, Steve, you and I said earlier in the season this was going to be a special team. We knew this team, what they've been doing the last few years. We know where Brett Myers had them going and where they were going to be. And in fact, we talked to Brett Myers many times and said, hey, you know, aren't you worried your team's only getting, you know, two quarters of football out there on the field before JV's come in? He said, it doesn't matter. We practice hard in practice. We know how hard we can go, how far these guys can go. They're disciplined, they're making their reads, they're making the right calls, and they're staying healthy. And right now, they're just annihilating this Milton Hershey team.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. It's going to be a pitch to Smith trying to get to the edge, and it's going to be tackled inbounds around the 35-yard line for a gain of three.
Losing Stetler and Hughes hurt this team in the sense that you lose a 6'3 wide receiver and a guy who can play wing back, and then you also lost a guy there, Stetler, who can play defensive back, and again, the secondary has been fantastic. I've equated this team to the 1988 team that went all the way to the state semifinals and lost to Berwick. But I've said, and I've been quoted as saying, and I'll say it again, this team can go to the state championship. You and I have talked about it many times. You agree, I think, that this team has that potential.
They have the potential, but that's just potential.
Right.
Pass out to the right flat, and it's caught for a short gain, close to a first down, as it's to Quince Rogers. Now to the 40, it'll be third down and two.
Now look, they're up 28-0. We know how Milton Hershey is. Milton Hershey's explosive. They can come back just like that with a quick touchdown and put it on you if they have to. But they're not able to do that right now. They're being guarded. They're being defended. They're being stopped. They're only chipping away a little here and there, and that's it.
Third down and one. Two running backs in the backfield along with Lucas. It's going to be a handoff. That is going to be to Jibri Bones, and he is in the clear. 40, 30. Trey Leach is trying to catch him, and Bones is going to make it into the end zone for the touchdown. Jibri Bones, 59-yard touchdown run. And it is 28-6 Middletown.
And that's exactly what we were talking about. That one big play, and they're an explosive team. Now, after that play, one of the last few guys to try to get him was Trey Leach. And he got up a little gimpy, more so holding his arm, not his leg. And you can tell he's still kind of favoring that arm down there right now.
Austin Padmore in to try the extra point. It is on the way. It is good. We'll take timeout. 3:32 left to play in the first half. It's Middletown 28, Milton Hershey 7. Back after this on the Faker Finkenbeiner Funeral Home for Raiders Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
D-Lee John Wilsbach here with 3:32 left to play in the first half. Middletown leading Milton Hershey 28-7, but Spartans get on the board with a 59-yard touchdown run by Jibri Bones. And as we said off air, I'll say it again, John, you are now have done it twice on how far this team can go. And on the very next play, yep, it's a touchdown. And you did it at Camp Hill, and you did it here tonight.
It just shows how I can predict things before they happen.
Kickoff gets to Mills at the 20-yard line. He's got a return across the 35, and he got hit by Naeem Cross at the 35.
I think more so Cross got hit by him because he is slow to get up. He's shaking out some cobwebs right now. And I am curious, our Owen Hederer and Darren Rank are down on the Middletown side of the field. And I'm not sure if there's any checkup going on Leach. I see him on the side over there. He appears to be okay now. So
the Razors will start here first and 10 at their own 36-yard line, leading 28-7 here with 3:26 to play in the first half. Snavely handoff. Going to go to Thompson. He gets hit right as he tried to turn the corner, and he's got nothing.
I saw Leach kind of reaching his arm up to his upper left shoulder pad area.
We don't need another broken collarbone.
No, we don't need another collarbone. Jeez, we've had two of them so far this season.
I'd say no gain on that first down run. Second and 10 at the 36-yard line of Middletown for the Raiders. Slot left, wide right. Snavely in the shotgun. He'll look to throw down the middle. Lopez caught, 45-yard line. Sheds a tackler, 40. Spins and will be taken down at the 39-yard line.
Lopez has come on this season. Here's a super freshman, super fresh. Gets a little action early in the season. Gets some great runs in the second half of games, fourth quarter in games. And you can see his speed. You can see his confidence gaining. An unbeaten JV team early on that was certainly doing damage. And now he's making significant contributions offensively.
Down to the 39-yard line, a gain of 25 yards on the pass. Hand off, up the middle. Fox, big hole, goes to the left, 30. Cuts back, 20. He's gone. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. 39-yard touchdown run for Brady Fox. And just like that, Middletown responds.
They're a machine. Offensively, they just keep their poise, keep their cool. Get out there and pound it down your throat. You scored on us. It's almost like, you know, Milton Hershey kicked the hornet's nest. Crap, they scored on us. Now we're ticked. Here. Have seven back on you.
Adam and Brady in for the extra point. Snap, hold, kick, up, and good. We'll take timeout again. 2:20 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 35, Milton Hershey 7. Back after this on the Baker Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Play take Middletown, three plays to go 64 yards, took a minute 6 seconds off the clock, and the Raiders back up by four touchdowns here, 35-7 with 2:20 left to go in the first half. And the Spartans, again, you know, you look at the scores against them here in the last 8 weeks, well, the whole season, 19-3, 7-14, 7-13, 3-14. Middletown's already hung 35 on them. We're not even halftime. Kickoff goes to Smith, 2-yard line. He will be chopped down. Great play by Lopez on special teams.
Yeah. Again, here's a guy, these younger guys that Coach Meyer's been using on special teams. He's got a bunch of guys going one way, offensively, defensively, and special teams, using some JV guys out there. They're getting a lot of action, and they're making it count. It has been a full team effort this season with everyone contributing.
The Spartans come back on the field here, first and 10 at their own 23-yard line. They need to get something going here before halftime. They do receive the second-half kickoff, so it would be in their best interest to get a touchdown here before halftime, as Jeff Boger does not like something. He is going to call a timeout.
And how interesting would it be if Middletown turns this game into a mercy rule? That would just, that's just flabbergasting the people, because they weren't sure or don't know how good this Middletown team is still yet late in the season. And I think that might just put the exclamation point on it at this point.
Everybody was on notice after week 3 against, week 4 against East Pennsboro.
East Penn, yeah.
When Middletown hung 50 on the board against the Panthers, against a team that beat them pretty handedly last year in the playoff game, in what was the old AAA playoffs. Right. But yeah, Middletown took it to them that night, and everybody was put on notice then. Then 2 weeks later was the Palmyra game, where you come out of that game thinking that Middletown was better than they played. But this will certainly put it on blast for everybody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
First down and 10 here for the Spartans. Going to be the read option. Lucas keeps it. He's to the 30. He's headed to the sideline. 40. Using the speed. Will cut back at the 40-yard line. Still on the move. 35 and tackled down to the 32-yard line. That's what Keontae Lucas can do.
Blake Jacoby was the one to come all the way back down the field after, about 6-7 attempts to tackle him and get him. And that's why Milton Hershey is explosive. Now, Milton Hershey is a quad A, 4A school. Middletown, 3A going into playoffs. Milton Hershey, if they make playoffs, would be 4A. But they are explosive, and now Middletown wants to just settle things down. And J.J. Ortiz, the defensive coordinator, says, hey, you know what? That's all right. We gave up a big play, but he didn't make it to the end zone. We can stop things here, give everybody a little breather, settle things down a little bit. Again, the main thing is trying to get that read on that option. It's so tough. When Lucas, you don't know if he's handing it off, if he's keeping it, what he's going to do with it. And he's so deceiving at times. Keep holding that ball, because I thought he had handed it off right there. The next thing you know, he's running with it. Spinning, bouncing off guys. It's a fun team to watch, fun player to watch.
It's a difficult play to defend against.
Mm-hmm.
At times it is a difficult play to run,
yeah,
because you have to make the right read, and you as the quarterback and the running back have to be on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Or you get a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
And you see that they do a good job at least keeping that ball on one or the other.
Side left, wide right. Handoff is going to go to Jibri Bones, going to the right side. He's going to be turned back at the 25, but that's after a gain of 7 yards for Bones.
He's getting a few more guys in there on the tackle. Ethan Newton that time making the stop. Clock still ticking away.
And minute 30 and counting here. 35-7, Middletown with the lead. Slot left, wide right. Lucas with two running backs in the backfield. It's going to be a straight handoff. That is the Bones again, and he's going to get the first down inside the 20. Tackled down to the 16-yard line. That is a gain of 9 for Bones. So Milton Hershey, if nothing else, is starting to get it going on the ground here.
Yeah. And whatever problem Leach had, he is back out there. He's the one who made that tackle. So the arm or the shoulder must be okay. It's good enough for him to go out there.
First down and 10, Milton Hershey at the 16 of Middletown. Lucas hands it. Nope, he's going to keep it himself to the 15, to the 10. And Hunter Landis is dragging him by the leg. And Lucas is stretching out to the 8-yard line for a gain of 8.
Well, Maxwell's so mad because he had him. He briefly had part of the shirt in the backfield as he started running forward, and he could not hold on to him. Well, we remind you, we've got football tomorrow afternoon. Lebanon Valley College hosting Misericordia. That's at 12:45 on 91.1 FM, 15:10 AM. And you can watch and listen on GoDutchman.com here on WMSS. And then tomorrow night, Middletown boys soccer, because the girls team is also in the soccer playoffs, but because we're doing LVC in the afternoon, I think their game's at 5 o'clock down in Lancaster. We just don't have enough time to get that one on, so we'll be giving you the boys' game at night at 7 o'clock at Topohawken, just down off I-78 near Burnville.
Topohawken's a team that is pretty much in the playoffs year after year.
Yeah. Yeah, them and Fleetwood, all those years of good soccer.
Here is second down and 2 for Milton Hershey. 2 receivers to the left. It's going to be Lucas bootlegging around to the right side. Now looking to throw, and it's going to be almost picked off, but it was thrown out of bounds. I think he was just trying to get rid of it.
Yeah.
As Kyle Truesdale was the guy who tried to make a break on the ball, but he just didn't have enough room.
What he didn't know, so Marcus Smith was going back out the opposite way, and he turned and looked far to his left side. He had him just kind of standing out there wide open, but he would have had to throw against the body a little bit, would have had to put a lot of gusto into it.
Third down and two. Slot left, wide right again. Lucas, high snap, but it's going to be a handoff. That's going to be Bones. He's going to get the first down. He's going to be just inside the five-yard line.
I'll stop the clock briefly. We still have one timeout remaining late here in the second quarter. A little slow at getting lining up and playing the clock, counting at 38 seconds.
I'm going to call it first down and goal at the four-yard line. Handoff again goes to Bones, and this time he gets nothing. And it's going to be a timeout, I believe, here by Milton Hershey.
Yep, so they'll use the last one with 28 seconds to go. Middletown home next weekend, next Friday night. Still nice fire in town. Cross town rivalry, always a good one. We'll have that game starting at 6:40, 7 o'clock kickoff. Bundle up. Football time of the year, folks. Nice heavy coats and blankets. Stay warm.
You know, our guys are down on the sideline here, and they can't hear your advice. But.
Yeah. Yeah, well, one of them forgot his jacket earlier, and Dad had to bring it. teach him a lesson, though.
This is a must-score situation here for Milton Hershey. They've got to punch it in here. 35-7, Middletown with the lead. 28 seconds left in the first half. As they'll line up with two receivers to the left, one to the right. Bones and Smith in the backfield with Keontae Lucas. Standout quarterback for the Spartans team. It's going to be a pitch. Marcus Smith in trouble in the backfield, and he is going to be taken down back at the five-yard line. Actually, they're going to give him right back to the line of scrimmage.
They got to line up. Clock's still ticking.
Clock is ticking. 15 seconds. They get the ball set. 10 seconds on the clock. Slot left, wide right again. It's going to be a keeper for Lucas. He's trying to squirt forward, and he's not going to get into the end zone, and the clock is going to expire.
Big
Middletown
stop.
Defense holds at the buzzer here in the first half. That takes us to halftime. Our score at the break, it is Middletown 35, Milton Hershey 7. Stay tuned for the halftime show as we'll have Rodney Ramsey, the Middletown's all-time leading rusher, still for a short time, we think, but he is the leading rusher for Middletown. We'll have him here at halftime. Again, it's 35-7 Middletown. Back after this on the Baker Fink and Binder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313. Tim Clouser of Remax Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up homestyle meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, Open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays, 8 to 8.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.com.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-97.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Welcome back to Henry Hershey Field. We are at halftime here with Middletown leading Milton Hershey 35-7. We'll take a quick look at the first half stats in this one. For Milton Hershey, Jibri Bones, the leading rusher. He has 10 carries, 94 yards, and the touchdown here for the Spartans in the first half. Gianti Lucas, quarterback, 9 for 87 on the ground. Marcus Smith, 5 carries for 17 yards. Receiving, Trayvon Ferguson caught one pass. That was for 30 yards. Vince Rogers, 1 for 6. Jibri Bones caught one pass. That was for minus 1 yard. Gianti Lucas, 2 for 6 for 5 yards. Vince Roberts threw one pass. That was complete for 30 yards on the trick play on the first play of the game. Lucas also has an interception in the first half. That was returned for a touchdown. Team totals for the Spartans in the first half. 24 carries, 198 yards on the ground, 35 through the air, sacked once for a loss of 12, 223 yards of total offense for Milton Hershey. Middletown leading rusher is Jalen Thompson. He has 7 carries, 141 yards, 2 touchdowns. Brady Fox, 7 carries, 58 yards, and a touchdown. Chase Navely, 2 for 8. Taylor Mills ran it one time. That was a loss of 2 yards for Middletown. Fox has 2 touchdowns as well as Thompson. Receiving, Tyre Mills, 2 for 39. Lopez, 1 for 25. Leach, 1 for 13. Snavely, 4 for 7, 77 yards, 1 interception. Team totals for Middletown, 17 carries, 205 yards. 77 yards through the air, 282 yards. Total offense for Middletown. Scoring recap, Middletown scored with just a minute 37 seconds left in the first quarter. Thompson, a 68-yard touchdown run. It was 7-0. Middletown after one, and then the Raiders just poured it on in the second quarter. Brady Fox, 9-yard touchdown run. Thompson, a 37-yard run. And then Mills, a 32-yard interception return. All the extra points good by Brady. It was 28-0. Milton Hershey got one back on a 59-yard touchdown run by Jibri Bones. And then Middletown with a 39-yard run from Brady Fox with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the half. Made it 35-7. Milton Hershey drove it down to the but ended up being the 1 yard line as the train whistle sounded at halftime. Middletown defense holds and gives our score 35-7 at half. We're going to take another timeout. When we come back, it'll be John Wolfsbach with Rodney Ramsey, the leading rusher in Middletown football history. Again, our score at the break here is Middletown 35, Milton Hershey 7. Back after this on the Baker Pink and Binder Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have 2 locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards. Welcome back. John Wills back with you at halftime, 35-7.
Middletown leading Milton Hershey. Glad to have you along. Our halftime guest is Rodney Ramsey, the all-time leading rusher in Middletown history with 3,409 rushing yards. Welcome back to the broadcast booth for the first time since you graduated in 2011.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We haven't had you on since you broke that record and interviewed you and made a spectacle of you at that time.
Right.
Now we're getting closer to another guy, Jalen Thompson, who needs 32 yards, and he's right on your doorstep. How does that make you feel when you know you own a record and someone's getting closer to
maybe breaking it? Well, honestly, it's mind-blowing. The reason being is because as a former athlete, you want to set the standards really high.
Yeah.
And for a guy like Jalen to come in and excel and do all the things that he's doing as an individual is outstanding. So, I mean, as a player, you don't want the person to say, hey, I'm coming in and take this spot. But you can't be selfish. But it's his time, so he deserves it. So I congratulate Jalen on all his accomplishments, and I congratulate the Middletown Blue Ridge Cubs. They're here. They're about to become, what is it, 8-0 now?
9-0? They'll be 9-0 if they win this game.
That's big. I wish we could do it.
Yeah. Have you ever talked to Jalen? Have you ever met him?
Yeah, fairly. I mean, we spoke in here and there, but I don't really know him.
Okay.
And I would like to get him because he seems like a wonderful kid.
Well, I'm sure that when this all goes down, that we'll have both of you on and at the same time. And
yeah.
Congratulations when that time comes around and do stuff with you guys. So we look forward to doing that. So, look, you're a 2011 graduate of Middletown. What have you been doing the last several years?
Honestly, I had a minor setback with my life. I turned my life around. I have two children. You know, my oldest boy is 5 years old and my youngest is 4. And right now, I'm just, I'm focused on being a daddy.
Yeah.
And that's what matters the most. There's a lot of people that say, do these things. It's not about what other people got to say. It's about how I feel, what my family feels, and, just move forward and be the best person that I can be, the best father that I can be. Because right now, my children need me the most.
Yeah.
And my family needs me. So I'm doing everything that I can to be that man. So right now, I'm actually getting ready to start playing for this Harrisburg Sharks. Semi-pro. I was supposed to go over to Canada and play for the CFL, but things didn't work out. My agent told me, stay back and get some more film, and then hopefully next year come around, everything will be set in stone. So right now, I'm just working out with Dave Brixius, which is a wonderful trainer, and big shout out to Dave because he's helped me from, I want to say early 2003 and so on. Mr. Troy Green, a good friend of the family, he's helped me, as well. So I just want to shout out those guys because they believe in me, but at the end of the day, I have to believe in myself.
So you want to try to at least get back into football somehow.
Yes, sir.
And then keep doing what you're doing. Are you working anywhere?
No, right now I actually have my own, business. I'm a professional dog breeder.
Nice.
Yeah, so I mean, business is looking really good.
What kind of dogs?
They're called American Bully. It's kind of like, the American Pit Bull mixed with American Bulldog.
Okay.
Smaller breed, non-aggressive. They're great family pets, and a lot of people get the breed mixed up with the vicious pit bulls, but they're not. It's a wonderful breed, a wonderful companion. So that's what I'm doing, in my spare time, just doing the daddy thing, being a great person, in the community, and just, keeping my head high.
Let's take you back to 2011. For you, what was it like? Because you came out highly touted out of a football program that was successful. You were successful with the running. Certainly, places were interested in having you come
right.
and play for them. But what was it for you? Were you having a hard time accepting maybe going off and going to school, playing somewhere? You just couldn't decide if you wanted to.
Well, honestly, it was all on me. I didn't make the grade. And that's what I try to tell these young children now. You got to stay in school and you got to be focused on the books. If you don't get the grades, you can't go to the next level and play at those big Division I, Division II, Division III schools. So for myself, I was a a knucklehead, but I wasn't. You know, I'm a good kid. You know, I carry myself well. But it's just, you know, it was that time, you know, I didn't have my father there, you know, but he's, you know, that's my best friend. And it just, I went down the wrong, you know, direction. But I'm able to, you know, readjust and adapt to certain things. And I'm strong right now. And back then, it's just like, man, you know, I had the Ohio State, the Pitt. I had all those big time schools, but I couldn't play at those big schools because I didn't have the grades. So to all the young men, athletes out there, you know, just stay in school, do what you got to do in the books, and you can go. Listen, if you got the grades, you can go wherever you want. No matter about talent, none of that. Just, you know.
So you had the athleticism in high school. You weren't with the grades. What was it? Was it your peers, people you were hanging with, just an attitude you didn't want to study?
No, I don't want to put it on the people that I hung around, because I've associated myself with great people, the Lapias, Matt Brenzer, the Howes, you know, people of those statures, and it just was all on myself. I didn't want to focus. I mean, I knew how to, but I felt as though that I was the man, you know, coming through Middletown, you know, almost breaking the records. So I felt that I could do whatever I want. And truth be told, that's not life. That's not reality. So, and then once reality hit me, it was like, wow, you know, what's next? And being in a rough spot and alone, I didn't know how to, you know, adjust to it. But, you know, things happen.
Is there anything that could have changed that or helped you? Or is it just a sense that you're a teenager, you think you own the world and you know the world, and you're just kind of immature when it comes to that type of a discipline yet?
Honestly, I believe that, you know, if I had the coaches, other than just Coach O'Neill, the support system of my family, you know, being stronger than what they were, they could have been a lot stronger. But, you know, family is family. You go through your ups and downs. But I don't want to blame that on nobody because, you know, I'm a man at the end of the day. So I have to own up to my mistakes and admit when I'm wrong and do the things a person is supposed to do, a young man is supposed to do. And we as men or humans, you know, we get accustomed to the creatures of habit. And when you fall a victim to that creature of habit lifestyle, then you tend to, it is what it is. And we can't live like that. So.
Talking to Rodney Ramsey here at halftime with Middletown leading 35-70. He's the all-time leading rusher in Middletown football history. Let's go back to those years. You were a beast out there. You just ran through people.
I believe so.
You ran around people. That's right. Any one game stand out in your mind? You have a blast and you love to reminisce with the guys about?
Honestly, I would have to take it back to my sophomore year when we played Trinity to make it into the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was a tight game. I mean, packed house down at, you know, War Memorial Stadium. And we were actually about to lose that game. And then, you know, Aaron Lapia, the quarterback, he kind of threw like a sloppy pass and it went through the defender's hand. It was almost an interception. If the guy would have intercepted the ball, game would have been over. But it went through the guy's hand and I caught it for a touchdown. And, you know, that moment, the rush from the fans, you know, and the band playing, it was just an amazing moment. So it's just like to be able to have that feeling and that rush from, you know, me stepping up and being the player that I am and catching that ball, because I could have dropped that ball, you know, but finishing the play until the whistle was blown just shows, you know, the determination as a young man and as a football player to, you know, get the job done when it matters the most. So I believe that moment, that was big.
You enjoyed, you play defense too.
Yes,
we used to cringe up there sometimes because, like, he's a running back. Don't let him get hurt.
Yeah.
But yet, did you enjoy playing defensive back as well?
You know, yes and no. And the reason why I say no is because I don't like the hit. I can, you know, I'm good with, you know, taking hits, but me physically going out there to throw my body, that wasn't for me. But it was good when the interceptions came.
Right.
When I was able to catch the ball and run, it was a whole different story. But, you know, me going out there to physically hit somebody, mm-hmm. nah. And just coming from a running back, you know, I can shake, I can do all these things to, you know, maneuver from someone, but defense, it wasn't my cup of tea.
I'll tell you what, you gave us a lot of great memories.
Thank you.
In Middletown history, all the fans who are listening, those who are probably here tonight as well, a lot of your moves, running through people, running past people, and the speed and agility, and you know, that record of 3409 most likely will go down, if not tonight, at least next week, and we look forward to having you out there on the field with Thompson at the end of the game, and congratulating him and interviewing at that time. But, you know, Rodney, it takes a man to really stand here and admit the, you know, the problems and mistakes you made, you know, growing up and out of high school and in these recent years. And thanks so much for opening up to us. And we're so glad that you feel that you're on the right path now. Right. And we wish you all the success. Hopefully see you around playing some semi-pro ball.
For the Harrisburg Sharks.
When do they start?
Well, our first game is February 18th, I believe, down in Maryland. I'm not for sure. But, you know, once I get full schedule, I will be able to take a football.
And where will they play up here?
Normally they play at Susquehanna, but I guess this past year they played down in Stillwater at Still High School.
Okay. So this is outdoor, not indoor. Right. So outdoor.
It's 11 men.
All right.
And a lot of semi-pro, you get, you know, 8 guys.
Yeah.
But this is 4-11 man, you know, contact. And I'm excited because I have so much aggression built up inside of me that I want to let out because, you know, graduating in 2011 and being, you know, where I'm at today, I've always, when football season come around, I go into this depressed mode because I should be out there. I see all my fellow friends making it to the NFL, going to the next, you know, level in college. Like, man, I wish I could be there, you know, to partake in and feel that rush. But, you know, God's plan was to make me step back and look at life a little bit different. So I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I can accept that.
And you got a lot of football, I'm sure, left in you if
you keep playing.
Yes,
sir. Thank
you. We look forward to seeing you around.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Rodney Ramsey with us here at halftime, everyone. 35-7, Middletown leading Milton Hershey. We'll step out, come back with more Steve Leedy with the Halftime Show here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder. Not just another funeral home.
Back at Milton Hershey Field here on the campus of Milton Hershey, where Middletown leads Milton Hershey 35-7 at halftime. Let's take a look at some of our out-of-town scores here. Mid-Penn Commonwealth, we have Central Dauphin leading Redland 21-0 at halftime. Cumberland Valley, fresh off their loss last week against Silver Dauphin, they lead Central Dauphin East here at halftime, 12-3 as a home game for CV. State College, I don't know if they're playing around with Chambersburg or what, it's only 23-0 at halftime there, favor State College. Bishop McDevitt leads Lower Dauphin 28-7. That was the second quarter score in that one. Cedar Cliff is pounding Mechanicsburg 51-0. No surprise there. Waynesboro, again, pounding James Buchanan. No surprise there. 35-0 at a Mercy Bowl game to start the second half. Northern is beating Greencastle Antrim 21-0. Shippensburg leads West Perry 35-6 at the half. Capital Division, we have Palmyra leading Trinity 21-12 as a second quarter score. After one, we had Boiling Springs beating Steele High 14-7. And Camp Hill trails East Pensboro 17-14. One other score that we're keeping our eye on here tonight, Bermudian Springs and Littlestown. Those are two of the teams in the AAA mix, and Bermudian is winning 14-0 over Littlestown.
And so, what's the standings right now in AAA playoffs? It's us as the number one seed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Middletown's pretty much going to be the number one. I think Littlestown was two, Wyomissing was three, and Bermudian was four.
Oh, did Wyomissing move up to three?
I think they did.
Because the last time we talked over a week ago, yeah, we had them as number four. And keep in mind, fans, that Middletown, if they are the number one or number two seed, which, you know, we believe, and there they will be, they will host the first playoff game in the district. So that first game will be War Memorial Field in 2 weeks. Next week, yeah. Steele High.
Yeah, Littlestown was two. Wyomissing was three, but wow, just barely behind Littlestown, even though Wyomissing 6-2, Littlestown 7-1. Bermudian was a good 0.06 below Wyomissing in the four hole. So likely Wyomissing will probably end up being the two, but they've got a loss staring them in the form of Berks Catholic in the final week. Here's the kickoff to start the second half. Smith has to run it down to the 5-yard line, and Middletown is going to quickly collapse on him back at the 12-yard line. So not good field position here to start the second half for the Spartans.
And Donovan Brady, a nice kickoff, booted it low, good line drive action and deep, and bounced all the way down to the 5. Milton Hershey had to go back for it. That's not how you want to start out if you're Milton Hershey. It's certainly not how you want to end the second quarter, too, when you had a scoring opportunity. And again, there were times where I thought they were taking their time lining up when that clock was down to a minute or so and not trying to punch it in quickly, and they ran out of time at the end.
The Spartans will take over here at their own 12-yard line, just underway in the second half, 35-7, Middletown with the lead. Deontay Lucas in the shotgun with two running backs in the backfield. It's going to be handoff. Jibri Bones trying to go up the middle, and he's going to be tackled after a gain of two after the 14.
Oh, and one score, one touchdown, extra point by Middletown. This game turns into the mercy rule, 35 points more in the second half. And how much would, you know, especially the coaching staff love that. You can rest some guys once again, get the JVs out there a little bit.
You got to be a little more reserved about that against a team like this, though.
You got that right.
Lucas, shotgun, will launch it deep, looking down the middle of the field, and it is incomplete. He was looking to get it down to Carrington Smith on the deep route, but overthrown. And a third down and 8 here for the Spartans.
Yeah, you certainly wouldn't go full second team on everything because, yeah, we mentioned it many times how electric this team can be. This is the good old days when former Middletown assistant coach Bob Geyer was the head coach here at Milton Hershey.
Yeah.
Still see him around from time to time.
That's some good times with Bobby. Joined us in the broadcast booth a few times.
Remember, that's
for
right.
For Lower Dolphins.
Back in 95.
Yeah, Lower Dolphins State Championship appearance up in Altoona. Deontay Lucas here on third down and 8. Pitch fake. Now he's going to run for his life over to the far side, and he will just heave it down the sideline. It's going to be intercepted. I think it was Mills who picked it. No, it's not Mills. That is going to be picked off by Kyle Truesdale back at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, you're right. He just heaved it. He had Bobby Graham in his face chasing him down on the far side. He was the contained guy on that side, and Graham was right there on him. He was inbound on the interception, according to our Owen Hederer on the far side, but they're saying he was out of bounds. Owen was over there, thought it was good, but doesn't matter. They're going to have to punt it away anyhow.
It could be a more dangerous situation for Milton Hershey anyway.
Oh, yeah. If you just allow Mills to run it back.
The lineup in the traditional punt formation, it's going to be kicked away by Mark Johnson, and it's going to roll down. They're going to pick it up at the 45-yard line. So Milton Hershey gets 5 yards out of it because Truesdale picked it off at the 40-yard line. Punt goes to the 45 instead, and Middletown is 45 yards away from putting this game into a mercy rule situation as long as they kick the extra point.
Jalen Thompson, 32 yards away. Great to hear Rodney Ramsey with us at halftime. You know, he had some difficult times in his life. And it's after good. Graduation, make sure you can admit it.
Yeah, it's good for somebody to be able to say that, and that's the kind of message that you like to, you know, to hear
exactly
from these kids nowadays. First down and 10 for Middletown. Handoff goes to Thompson, breaks a tackle off the left side. He's going to get 4 yards to the 41-yard line.
Now, there are so many high hopes for Rodney, and I'm sure that you know all factored in. That, you know, he mentioned it was the grades that really held him down from doing anything, but he knows he made mistakes, and it's just a shame that, you know, he didn't get that college opportunity to succeed with that.
Second down and 6 here from Middletown. Slot both sides. Middletown at the Hilton Hershey 41-yard line. Snavely will have Thompson in the backfield with him. Snavely looking to throw. Now in trouble. Now steps up in the pocket. He's going to have to try to run, and he cuts back to the left. He's going to be close to the first down. Gets 5 yards to the 36-yard line.
Snavely, a very consistent quarterback all season. Worked hard on the offseason. A lot of camps. Watches film every week. Dad Ty played on the 84 team. 83, 84 team, I should say. Was a lineman.
Third down and 1. 3 receivers to the right side. Actually have like 3 in a bunch close to the line of scrimmage. They're going to shift Thompson over to the left side here. It's going to be Thompson with the give. Going to the right. Gets the first down. 30, 25, 20. And he's going to be strung out here and tackled at the 17-yard line.
Tackled or taken down, either one. I mean, it was more so taken down because he didn't get a good tackle on him. And Thompson just keeps inching closer and closer to the all-time rushing record of Middletown. We have on that 19?
Yeah, 19. So he is 9 away from that mark. At the 17-yard line of Milton Hershey.
He'll go out, get a breather.
Brady Fox gets the give. Going left. Goes towards the sideline, and he's going to be tackled at the 11-yard line.
Fox, another solid performance tonight, just like he had last season against this Milton Hershey team. And now a Spartan is injured on the near side. It looks like it's Shamar Manning.
Manning rolling around a little bit. He's going to try to get up himself.
Oh, yeah, he's hurt bad, so he's going to be out probably the rest of the game the way he's bending over.
Either that or it's a cramp. He's just trying to work out, maybe. And cramps are no fun.
Boy, you almost feel like you broke a leg or something. But he's hurt, and I'll check him out real quick.
And walks off under his own power. He'll get some further assistance, and then walking back to the benches here. Second down and 4 for Middletown at the 11-yard line. Keep an eye for Thompson. He's not in the game here, as it's going to be Mills wide to the right side. Leach to the left. He comes in motion to the right. And up going to go Brady Fox right up the middle, and he's going to be turned back right around the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It'll be third down and 4.
Rodney Ramsey had mentioned Coach Roy O'Neill, who was his coach. And Roy O'Neill, when he stopped being the head coach at Middletown, still a teacher in Middletown, but he had been an assistant coach over here at Milton Hershey then for a few seasons. No longer doing that. I think he's spending a lot more time now. His daughters are growing up and traveling and watching them.
Third and 4. Hand off to Thompson, going up the middle. Breaks a tackle, and he is down to the 2-yard line. And that is going to make Jalen Thompson the all-time leading rusher in Middletown football history as they get down to the 1-yard line. And that's going to put him 1 yard ahead of Rodney Ramsey.
Jalen Thompson, congratulations to him. It'd be nice to see him cap it off here. Just give it to him one more time and put the exclamation point on the record.
Football at the 1-yard line. Myerski in the backfield. Look for the offensive line just to surge in, and Snavely to walk in. Touchdown, Middletown, a 1-yard keeper for Chase Snavely, and now an extra point will put this under the mercy rule.
Touchdown,
Great surge by the offensive line. Everyone pulling their weight in this game. And now Donovan Brady can keep this clock running and give everybody that final easy breathe for the rest of the game. And the way they're playing, no one's breathing hard, believe me.
Snap, hold, kick, good. Mercy rule achieved. We'll take timeout. 7:43 left to play in the third quarter. It is Middletown 42, Milton Hershey 7. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Welcome back to Henry Hershey Field. Stephen John Wilcock here. Owen Hederer, Dylan Rank as well. DeMar Parker, our studio producer. Keep things clean back at the WMSS studios tonight, where it is 42-7 on the field here in favor of Middletown. Kickoff will bounce at the 5-yard line. Picked up. And return is going to go out to the left side. That is going to be Mark Johnson, and he's going to be run out of bounds all the way across the field, shy of the 20-yard line. So the mercy rule has been applied here. And I know if somebody was going to tell me this game was going to be under the mercy rule, I knew which team was going to be ahead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I didn't think Milton Hershey could score more than 3 touchdowns against
no.
Middletown defense. As good as Keontae Lucas is.
This defense is solid, Steve.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, we talk about their work ethic and practice all week. They're all learning, studying, knowing what reads to make. The quickness, I think, is the difference.
Lucas in there, he'll sling it out, and is going to be caught, and it's by Ferguson, out across the 25-yard line, giving a gain of 10 to the 28.
So Middletown will be home next Friday night with Steel High. Judging by the problems they're having with Boiling Springs, I get the feeling they're going to be spraying another mercy rule coming up.
Yeah, it's Steel High is a team that a Middletown team can never sleep on.
Yeah, you got that right.
But that being said, Middletown will be about a 35-point favorite next
right.
week. Snap goes to Lucas, breaks a couple tackles. He's got a first down across the 45 and out to the 48-yard line. So a good gain of 20 yards by Keontae Lucas.
And then the following week, Middletown will be district playoffs born and should be a home game in Middletown. And again, we're probably talking about either a Bermudian Springs, a Littlestown, or a Wyomiss.
Quick pass on first down. That is caught for a short gain at midfield, gain of about 3 yards. That is to Rogers. Gain of just 3. Second down and 7 at midfield for the Spartans. 6:13 to go in the third quarter. Middletown 42-7 over the Spartans. Pitch to Marcus Smith, and he is going to be dragged down. That is going to be LaRon Woody with the defensive play.
Yeah, and Khalid Riggs was maybe a little block in the back there. They kind of just let that go. I really like what Woody's done this season. Man, he has been one fast dude back there.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Lucas takes the snap. We'll look the throw, pumps, now throws, caught by Ferguson. Going to have a first down, breaks a tackle or two, gets into Middletown territory, down to the 35-yard line, and a first down for the Spartans.
And although the secondary has been playing great with the loss of Stetler, I'll tell you, see, that really hurt Stetler. He is one tough kid, and he was really succeeding in that defensive secondary this season. Now, look, there's still a chance. You could get those guys back late in the playoff run.
quick pass, and that is caught for a gain of about almost 10 yards. Still trying to see. It was so quick. That was to Carrington Smith. Gain of 9, and just shy of the first down. I know it's hurting. I was talking to Chris Hughes.
Yeah.
About Ryan. He's just devastated to not be out there. Keeper for Lucas on second down and 1. Gets to the edge and gets the first down. Took a little extra mustard at the end there. Nothing was thrown.
And you talk about Ryan Hughes, who's an excellent basketball player. He's a junior, getting a lot of college looks. And, you know, what happens? You make that late football run, and all of a sudden he's healed up. Basketball is about to start that week of December 3rd, December 10th. And I'm like, well, do you allow him to play again? And, you know, one person shaking their head no, one shaking their head yes.
Lucas in trouble on first down. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be out of bounds. He was just trying to get rid of it as he had pressure coming in from the backside by Bob Graham from Middletown, and good sportsmanship for Graham helping Lucas up off the ground. I think these Middletown players definitely respect Keontae Lucas and what he's done.
Yeah, and I think he's starting to respect them and the quickness, because they have not given him much in this contest, and I think he now knows that. You got Bobby Graham running down Lucas from behind. Yeah, that says something about
him. Second down and 10 for Milton Hershey, 24-yard line. Lucas in trouble again, steps up, throws. That is caught by Rogers at the 15. That'll be 1 yard shy of the first down, a gain of 9.
He got rid of it in time because Graham was right on him again and taking him down. He unloaded that football. Nice pass, good reception, and great defense, hurrying him up by Bobby Graham.
Third down and 1. 3 receivers left side, 1 to the right side. Lucas, hard snap, almost got Middletown to jump. Now they'll switch up the play. 3 minutes and counting here in the third quarter, 42-7 Middletown with the lead. Milton Hershey looking to pull one back here with a quick throw, and it is way over the head of Rogers, incomplete, fourth down.
And it really didn't matter that much because he was covered right there by Jonah McCoy. McCoy moved into the district this year from the Hempfield School District. He has been a great addition to that secondary. Talk about these coaches for Middletown. A lot of these guys, former Middletown players themselves. Brett Myers, Scott Souders, Bobby Pelletier.
Fourth and 1. Quick throw. That is going to be caught out here by Roger. He's going to be wrestled to the ground, but he's going to have enough for the first down. They only needed a yard. He gets the 12 for a gain of 3.
Forgetting a few guys, Coach Schaefer, part of that group. I don't want to forget anyone, but sure, there's a couple guys I'm missing.
First and 10, Milton Hershey at the 12. Lucas, which is Fields, goes left side, trying to get to the edge, finds a hole, finds the end zone, touchdown Milton Hershey. 12-yard run for Keontae Lucas, and it's 42-13.
Well, try to keep it respectable. Doesn't matter there, because once you get up on that 35 in the second half, and Mercy will just stay in effect. But again, one of the reasons you had mentioned, like, you can't go in that full JV team in the second half on Mercy Field, because Milton Hershey has that potential to score real fast. And this is good for Middletown, because this team now can build up that full game strength just a week, 2 weeks, I should say, before going to playoffs.
Here's the extra point. It's on the way, and it is good by Padmore. We'll take timeout. 2:05 left to play in the third quarter. It's Middletown 42. Milton Hershey 14. Back after this on the Baker Finkenbeiner Funeral Home for Raiders Sports Network.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Welcome back to Henry Hershey Field here on campus of Milton Hershey School. 42-14 Middletown with the lead. This game is under the mercy rule for the duration. We'll see how long the starters play. And again, I think the starters will definitely be in there well into the fourth quarter.
And I think that's good. I like it, yeah. I think well at least halfway through it. And I think that's good. And this is a talented Milton Hershey team. And look what Middletown has done. They have dissected it.
10 guys up close for the Raiders, so they're looking for the onside kick here. Only Mills is deep, and the kick is offside. Going to be not even close.
Closest guy to the ball was already off by a yard. It's not like he couldn't see it or anything. The guy's running right next to him. And all right, we know what we got to work on this week in practice, if you're Milton Hershey. That was who was it? Kenneth Briggs.
Try it again from the 35 this time.
Just wait a little bit more there, Mr. Briggs.
Kicker Henry Flemister gets some last minute instructions here. Now he'll run back out. Try it again. And there's a short kick, and it is going to be Trey Leach laying out and making the catch at the 48-yard line.
And he collided with Truesdale diving for it.
Yeah, he got him with the crown of the helmet.
Yeah.
Luckily everybody's okay.
Look him out. Hey, well, what a great game. Middletown came out of the gates fast in this one. Just kept pounding it down him with Brady Fox, Jalen Thompson, and Tyre Mills. And good defense. And just stopping all the various run attempts and pass attempts by Milton Hershey.
First and 10 for the Raiders at the 48-yard line of Milton Hershey. Handoff goes to Fox, trying to go to the right side. Now cuts back, 45, 40. He's going to have a first down where he is stopped. A gain of 10 and a first down for Middletown.
Fox, just a beast again, knowing when to cut, make the cut. Drags a bunch of guys with him. Great Middletown crowd on hand here, as you mentioned early in this broadcast. Now, those are large bleachers on the visiting side, a total of five sections, and filled here tonight by Middletown fans. A lot of folks standing on that far side. And it should be the same way in Middletown next week. Come on out. Of course, Middletown fans, bundle up, be warm, enjoy this ride. You don't get too many of these. 1988, really the last one, I think.
Three receivers to the left side. It's going to be handoff. Thompson going left. Has a hole, 30. That's back 25 and going to be tackled inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. That is going to be another 15 yards for Thompson. So if there's any doubt before, because we were using my count, I think that'll pretty much put it away that Jalen Thompson is the leading rusher in Middletown football history.
He is hurt. He is up and needing help. Jalen Thompson becomes the all-time leading rusher in Middletown history tonight, and now he's got an injury, and he will need help off the field. And how quickly things can change for a team and a season when you lose someone like a Thompson.
He is being helped off. He's still putting weight on both feet. Looks like he's trying to shake it off maybe a little bit as he's walking.
You know, as you say, sometimes things like that, you know, it could be just a cramp sometimes. So he could just be cramping up. Ah, there it is. Now he's walking all right. That was all it was in the Middletown crowd response. They could tell it was just a cramp. Oh, that's scary. Boy, I think everyone's heart just dropped on that far side, including mine up here. Hold on, I got to go downstairs and pick it back up. Wow. Cramps just look like you broke your leg. That's how bad they are. They feel like it, too.
First down and 10 for Middletown, the Milton Hershey 23-yard line. Handoff's going to go to Fox. Stiff arm at the 20-yard line and gets knocked out of bounds around the 16 at the gain of 7.
Well, I'll tell you, I bet a late flag now thrown, but I bet you Coach Myers got so scared all that. I bet we won't see Thompson the rest of the night now. So we have
unsportsmanlike penalty against Milton Hershey. That's going to go to the 8-yard line.
You know, look at the injuries this season. You had Brady Fox earlier in the season. We recall him, you know, only getting a few touches in the West Perry game, that shoulder and so on. So, you know, they held him out early in the season, wanted to protect him. Times where they protected Thompson, they've done a great job in working the players around.
With the running clock, that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. So we'll take timeout. Our score after three, it is Middletown 42, Milton Hershey 14. And back for the fourth quarter after this here on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, pet markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Or it's going to be fumbled by Snavely. Fox picks it up, goes to the left side, the five, into the end zone for the touchdown, and Middletown leads 48-14.
Oh, turn of events, busted play, Snavely fumbles it, Fox comes around, picks it up from behind, takes it to the other side, and scores.
48-14, Middletown. Donovan Brady into tack on the extra point. By the way, we were watching Jalen Thompson over on the sideline. They were looking at his ankle. They were just retaping it a little bit over there. Here's the extra point. It is on the way, and it is good. So it is 49-14. Middletown comfortably in front here as we get the fourth quarter underway. But, yeah, that was definitely a scary point there for Middletown, and Thompson's still over there. So maybe a bit too early to tell exactly what what the deal is with the ankle, but seems to be moving it around okay, and he was putting pressure on it, and he's walking around under his own power. Just a slight limp. I would not expect him to come back in this football game.
No, I wouldn't either. No. You got a game next week against Steele High that, always is an interesting battle, but certainly Middletown should prove again to be the supreme team going into that and prove itself once again. But, yeah, no need to worry about it. He's jogging over on the far sideline. He appears to be okay. Oh, wow. Everybody's heart stopped. You could hear the cheers when finally he let go of the coaches and started jogging off there under his own power. He's like, I'm all right.
There's the kickoff. It's going to go down to the 7-yard line. It's going to be picked up by Jibri Bones. He'll bring it across 25. About the 28-yard line with 11:44 left to play here in Middletown, up big, 49-14.
I know a lot of people don't like when you look far ahead in advance, but you have to, and you got to start thinking about playoffs. We've been talking about it all season because we knew what to expect out of this team. But once you get through the districts, you get in the states, and the AAA states, the eastern side, will be played down in this area of District 3, which is nice. Until the state championship. So all games should be fairly closer in the playoffs.
Quick pass on first down by Lucas. That is going to be caught for a gain of about 5 yards. That is going to be Carrington Smith.
Some of those teams that you want to start keeping eyes on, folks, are Scranton Prep, Montoursville, Notre Dame Green Pond, teams in the East.
Now, you won't have anybody on this coaching staff or this team looking at any of those for sure. Lucas on the keeper on second down and four. He'll gain 3 yards. It'll be third down and one. It's Lucas over 100 yards rushing in this game tonight. It was 111.
In case you missed it, Jalen Thompson broke the all-time rushing record tonight.
37-yard line. It's going to be a deep throw. He just hoists it up there. It is going to be caught, and that is Riggs, and he is going to be into the end zone. As the rainbow ball there from Keontae Lucas, and Khalil Riggs runs right under it and gets the 63-yard touchdown.
Now, let's also mention that a lot of the Middletown defense, the secondary, is on the bench. He was thrown against a lot of backup guys out there. And so we don't get discouraged by that. Middletown is making sure that, you know, they're starting to get some of these guys out there and don't need to get any injuries.
Extra point is no good. Didn't have the height and got blocked by somebody, but it wasn't going to make it anyway. So timeout. We'll step out as well. 10:05 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Middletown 49. Milton Hershey, 20, back after this on the Baker Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
As for Keontae Lucas to Khalil Riggs, pulls Milton Hershey a little closer in this game, but Middletown well on their way here to becoming 9-0 on the season. It's 49-20 in favor of the Blue Raiders. When you kick off, Mills is going to run over and track it down at the 17-yard line. As again, Middletown was playing prevent against the onside kick. Mills to the 40 and out across midfield and tackled finally at the Milton Hershey 45-yard line.
Teams try to kick away from him. He always seems to get himself over to the football. We talked about early in the season when teams were punting away from him. And now we got a late flag on the far side for some reason, unless the referee just happened to lose it. But Mills wants that football. He is the special teams guy. He gets it. He's so dangerous. Teams don't want him holding that ball.
It's going to be an illegal block against Middletown. We'll call it a hold at the 25-yard line. It's going to be first attempt for Middletown at their own 15. We'll see who's in there for the Raiders at this point. It's like Brady Fox is still there. Snavely's still in at quarterback. All offensive line still in there. Fox is going to get the give on first down. Cuts back towards the center of the field after starting to the right, gets to the 21-yard line, a gain of 6 yards for Brady Fox.
Tomorrow, LVC football. LVC hosting Misericordia, 12:45 of the airtime. 1 o'clock kickoff. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, are you joining us over there tomorrow? You taking the day off?
I think I'm probably taking the day off.
All right. Have a game for
you. I have to drive 3 hours the following week.
I'm looking forward to the FDU forum trip, I see.
No, whoever does. Hand off to Fox up the middle. He's going to be across the 25. Good enough for a first down. Going to call him down at the 26, so a gain of 4. Give him 5 yards on the carry and a first down.
When you look at some of the successful runners Middletown has had going up for Jalen Thompson to pass them by. guys like Scott Everly and Mike Carotti, now Rodney Ramsey.
First and 10 for Middletown at their own 26-yard line. Snavely in the gun. Three receivers in a bunch to the right side. It's Noon leading the way there. Going to be a handoff. They're all lead blockers for Fox, who cuts back and will get tackled after another gain of about 6 yards to the 32.
I think they just want to keep that clock moving. Just keep getting the methodical first downs. Keep that clock wearing down. They don't want to keep giving the football back to Milton Hershey again. Milton Hershey has the time against itself with Middletown having the mercy rule installed on this one. But you see how electric they can be. And with the Raiders putting in other players and sitting out now certain guys.
Second down, we'll call it three here. Double wing formation. Wide to the left side. Snavely will be under center this time. We'll wait for the official to put the hand up. There's no play clock here. Handoff goes to Lopez, trying to sweep it around the left side. Turns the corner, has a first down. Will be tackled, or rather pushed out of bounds, and a late flag is thrown in. I think somebody clipped him on the face mask. And Lopez is going to have the first down out to the 43-yard line for a gain of 10.
I couldn't tell a face mask, or once he stepped out and came back in, and then got hit late. They stop that clock temporarily.
They just call it a personal foul against Milton Hershey.
You can hear that whole middle town side roaring on that one. Now look, fans, head on out to our sponsors. After the game, J&J Pizzeria. We talk Middletown football. Also, the Black Horse Grill. Right on Main Street. The Brownstones now closed for the night. JD's Junction. Downtown on Mill Street. Our sponsors, make sure you thank them and support them bringing the Middletown football restaurants to eat at after the game.
And these guys have given the town a lot to talk about this year. And off the Fox bobbles it. Was that Fox?
Fox or Lopez?
Yeah, it's Lopez. He wasn't down, I don't think.
They just say stop for progress. Yeah. Lopez is quick.
Second and 12, back to the 44-yard line. Lopez lose two there. As we have 6:35 and counting here. Again, we're under the mercy rule, 49-20. Middletown with the lead.
And winning tonight, we'll have the conference, the divisional.
Yes, the Mid-Penn Capital Division
Capital
Championship,
Division.
At least a tie for it. They will need to win next week to get the outright title.
Or Palmyra beat Milton Hershey.
Or have Palmyra beat Milton Hershey. Second down and 12. Handoff goes to Fox. He tries to go left and cuts back. He'll get back to what was the original line of scrimmage for a gain of... Maybe they'll give him another yard for a gain of three. That'll put him over 100, though, for the evening. Brady Fox, 15 carries, 102 yards. He does have three touchdowns.
You know, we get these spurts of outstanding Middletown football years. Rodney Ramsey mentioned some with Coach O'Neill. Of course, I have to refer to some with Mike Donguy back in 99, 2000, 2001 time frame. And
yeah, 99 and 2000 were the two unbeaten regular seasons Middletown had. Unfortunately, lost both of their first playoff games. First one against Manheim Central. The second one in 2000 was against Conestoga Valley, 14-0 over West Shore Stadium. Third down and 9 for Middletown. Handoff goes up the middle. That is going to be Fox, and he's not going to get enough for the first down. That'll bring up a fourth down for Middletown.
I just run it again. And I wouldn't have Snavely out there anymore. I think it's time.
He's just handing the ball off.
Yeah, so I know. I think it's just time you pull him now. Then you get back into early 90s, late 80s. Back to the 89 team was great. 88 team, which won the district championship over Manheim Central. Went on to lose to Berwick in the state semifinals. Always call that a rigged game. Still have sour taste in our mouth from the Berwick game. Berwick went on to beat Aliquippa that year, Sean Gilbert, and played for the Vikings on that Aliquippa team.
fourth down here. Snavely will hand it off, and that's going to be Fox in the backfield. Hit the backfield, but he is going to push the pile forward. Not enough for the first down. I mean, he's going to stop at the 35-yard line, so another 3 yards for Fox. And Middletown will happily turn it over on downs here with 4:17 left to play. But, yeah, you look at Middletown football history,
yeah.
You know, and I know in my lifetime and the times that I was, you know, paying attention to Middletown football, it's 84, 86, yeah. 88, 89, and then really 99 and 2000 were the next really good team. Now, there were some good teams in between
right.
there.
Dennis Henson, yeah,
like
some
Brett Myers' team in 91 sure. was pretty good. They made the district final.
Yeah.
But those other years are the ones that I remember sticking out as Middletown having good football teams.
Yeah. And you know, the real disappointing thing, Steve, was that 87 team. Back then, they only took the four playoff teams.
Yeah.
They had that crappy point system.
The old Sailor system.
And the Sailor system. Raiders got off to a slow start those first two games. And then just by the end of the season, they were a powerhouse. But they missed out on the playoffs with the points.
Yeah.
And McDevitt won. And then 86 team. We'll talk about that in a second.
Lucas will look to hoist one just up. And it's going to be incomplete as Vance Rogers ran right under it and put both hands out, and the ball fell right through the mitts.
And you got the 86 team, Chad Durr, quarterback, and Steve Vida, and so many other good players on that team. And they win the district championship over Elizabethtown, but there were no state playoffs yet in place.
Yep.
So you don't know how far that 86 team could have gone had there been state playoffs back then, which is really disappointing.
Third down and four pitch. That is going to go to Marcus Smith, and he's going to be strung out. He breaks through the defenders, only able to get a couple yards. He's going to be a yard shy of the first down.
I know all the old-timers who are listening are saying, okay, John, well, what about all the 70s teams with Dave Yawn? We didn't even have any district playoffs then. Absolutely right. You know, it's just a shame you look back at those Dave Yawn teams and you think, man, what would Middletown have done had there been playoffs? How far would those teams have gone?
Yeah.
And folks, this is a special team. We told you all season, I'm going to keep pounding it down your throat that this team has that potential to go the distance.
Penalty against Middletown. They jump off sides here. It's going to give the Spartans the first down at the 48-yard line.
We've got soccer tomorrow night. Middletown playoff soccer against Topohokan, 7 o'clock.
Lucas.
Raider fans yelling. A lot of holding going on out there. They're just letting them play.
Lucas will just toss one deep, and it is going to be incomplete. He's looking to get it down to Riggs, but Tyre Mills was down there. I think Jonah McCoy down as well, but McCoy is still down.
Yeah. Again, I'm just a little surprised that some of these guys are still out there right now with it being this late in the game. Getting colder out here. Field getting a little harder.
So McCoy down. He's moving his arms. So I don't know what the...
What was the final we had tonight on yardage on Jalen Thompson, by the way?
Jalen Thompson tonight. Yardage-wise, he had 189 yards rushing.
Yeah. All-time leading rusher. You've just tuned in. Middletown just jumped out on this one right from the get-go. A 68-yard touchdown run by Jalen Thompson. Needed 173 coming into this. McCoy is being helped up.
Yeah, McCoy, that was a cramp.
Yeah. He actually missed a game, 2-3 weeks ago. He had a broken fingertip, and they sat him out a game. But yeah, at this point, you've got this one under control. Let the guys who have been working this first team all season in practice get out there and finish up the job. And I'm going to make my way down to the field now, Steve.
All right. As John will be looking to get probably Jalen Thompson on the post-game show, as well as Middletown head coach Brett Myers. So second down here, quick throw out to the left side. That is caught by David Bala. And he'll be tackled out of bounds for a gain of 8. So Bala with an 8-yard gain. 3rd down and 2. 1:20 left here in this ball game. 49-20, Middletown with the lead. Lucas in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Now he's going to tuck and run. 35, 30, and he'll be pushed out of bounds at the 34-yard line. That is going to be a gain of 9 yards. Deontay Lucas, who has 120 yards on the ground. He had a 100-yard game, both passing and rushing against Middletown last year. Lucas looking to throw on first down. He's got pressure from behind. He doesn't see it. He's going to be caught from behind. He's going to lose 3 yards on the sack. And 42 seconds left. Maybe one more play here is going to be all it's going to be need to be run here before Middletown escapes Henry Hershey Field with a 9-0 record with a date with Steel High next week to try to close out the first unbeaten season since the year 2000. 2nd down and 12. Lucas, quick pass out to Smith. That is incomplete, and the clock continues to count. 10 seconds left, and that is going to be it. The teams are going to line up at midfield, shake hands, and that is the ball game. Our final score from Henry Hershey Field, it was Middletown 49, Milton Hershey 20. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up after this here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We're DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Field, Middletown victorious 49-20. Let's take it down to John Wilsbach on the field.
All right, thanks a lot, Steve. Brett Myers, quick out of the gates once again. You've got to be happy with this performance.
Yeah, kids played really hard. I mean, they did a great job preparing all week, and, you know, they played the way we'd expect them to, very hard and very competitive.
And you're getting that balanced attack again. You've got guys who are, you know, running, who are passing, who are catching, and defensively hitting. They did a great job at doing what they could on Lucas.
Without a doubt. I mean, Coach Ortiz and Coach Souter, those guys do a great job of preparing our kids. And in the end, you know, they you see it on the field with guys like Landis and, you know, Graham and Maxwell and all those guys, Griffin, and, you know, rushing the passer. And then you got those DBs, you know, playing coverage. So it was a good night.
This was going to be a tough team, tough game. But yeah, you handled it well. Does this give you a better gauge on where your team is late here in the season?
I don't know about that. You know, I mean, as the kids know, we're 0-0. We just won one. So we got a Super Bowl next week. I'm not sure who we play, but the Week 10 game coming, and we'll have to figure it out then.
All right. Coach, congratulations. I know you got to be happy with this guy right here because you're the head coach of the new all-time leading rusher in Middletown history, 189 yards tonight, Jalen Thompson. You beat Rodney Ramsey's school record, now the all-time leading rusher. Congratulations. You got to be pleased with
him. Thank you. And I just want to thank my line and say that I didn't break the record, but we broke the record as a team. I couldn't do it without them.
It's nice to get that quick 68-yard out of the gate to the end zone, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was wide open. Just ran.
You scared everybody here at the end of the game. What happened there? Was it just cramps or did you get a little tweak of the ankle?
Yeah, I twisted my ankle, and then I started walking it off and started feeling better. I had to play through.
Scared everyone out of that. Here's the guy, Rodney Ramsey, here, and you know, he comes over to congratulate you, too. So congratulations. And, Coach, you know, you got to let this team enjoy it and have a good time. But, you know, you're back to the room tomorrow and ready to go?
Yeah, they got until Monday to enjoy it. And then we'll start all over and prepare again because there's another team to play. And we still haven't, you know, got to where we want to get to. So, you know, they should enjoy it. I mean, what a great group. And they work so hard. And they should enjoy tonight. And they should really, really sit back and look at it. Come Monday, we got to get ready to work.
Rodney Ramsey, we had on at halftime. Rodney, you got to certainly be proud to see someone do what they did and breaking your.
Yes, sir. I mean, like I said earlier, Jalen, he deserved it. You know, for a person to step up and break someone else's record, that's, you know, levels. And for a guy to do this and bring it back to Middletown, where it all started with myself and, you know, Mike Karate, and for this guy to do it, you know, he deserves it. I just want to say, you know, congratulations. You know, keep staying the buck and do what you got to do. And be the best person that you can be. Serve him, man. Thank you.
All right, back upstairs to you, Steve.
All right, thank you very much, John, as we have Rodney Ramsey on the field, and Dalen Thompson, the passing of the torch, you can say, for the Middletown rushing record as Jalen Thompson becomes the all-time leading rusher in Middletown football history, breaking Rodney Ramsey's mark of 3,409 yards here tonight. Let's take a look at the post-game statistics in this one for Milton Hershey. It's going to be Keontae Lucas on the ground, 13 carries, 120 yards, and one touchdown. Jibri Bones, 11 for 96, and touchdown. Marcus Smith, 7 for 19. Receiving, Jayon Ferguson, 3 for 55. Vance Rogers, 4 catches for 20 yards. Harrington Smith, 3 for 21. Khalil Riggs caught one pass. That was a 63-yard touchdown. Jibri Bones, 1 for a loss of 1. And Bala caught one pass for 8 yards. Keontae Lucas was 12 of 23, 137 yards, and one interception. Vance Rogers threw one pass. That was caught for 30 yards on the game's opening play, a reverse option. Team totals for Milton Hershey on the ground, 31 carries, 235 yards, 167 through the air, sacks, loss of 15. Add them all up, it is 387 yards total offense by Milton Hershey here tonight. For Middletown, leading rusher, Jalen Thompson, 11 carries, 189 yards, 2 scores. Brady Fox had 17 carries, 108 yards, 2 touchdown runs. He also scored on a fumbled return into the end zone. Chase Snavely, 4 carries, 14 yards, 1 touchdown. Jose Lopez, 2 for 8. Thayer Mills carried it one time. That was for a loss of 2. Thayer Mills, 2 catches, 39 yards. Trey Leach, 1 for 13. Lopez, 1 for 25. Chase Snavely, 4 for 7, 77 yards, 1 interception. Team total for Middletown on the ground, 35 carries, 317 yards, 77 through the air, 394 yards of offense for Middletown. Scoring recap, Middletown scored in their opening possession. Jalen Thompson, a 68-yard touchdown run. Brady's extra point made it 7-0. That's why it would stay until the second quarter. Then Middletown would put 4 touchdowns in on the second frame. It was Brady Fox, a 9-yard run. Thompson, a 37-yard run. Hayer Mills, a 32-yard interception return. It was 28-0 before Milton Hershey got on the board with a 59-yard touchdown run by Jibri Bones. 28-7 at that point. Then Middletown responds immediately. Brady Fox with a 39-yard touchdown run with 2:20 left to play in the first half. It was 35-7. Middletown, Milton Hershey goes the length of the field, but the drive stalls out as the halftime whistle sounds. They were down inside the 2 to the 1-yard line and could not punch it in. Milton Hershey got the football to start the second half of play, and they just were unable to get any closer to Middletown here tonight as they Middletown scored on a 1-yard touchdown run by Snavely with 7:43 to go in the third. Then Milton Hershey pulled one back. Lucas, 12-yard run. And it was Khalil Riggs, a 63-yard touchdown reception from Lucas, and Brady Fox gets the, actually the Riggs one was the last one Fox scored on an 8-yard fumble recovery into the end zone. Final score tonight, after you add them all up, all the extra points were made except for the last one from Milt Hershey by Padmore, but Donovan Brady was 7-7 for the Raiders, and it was 49-20 in favor of Middletown, who remain unbeaten here tonight at 9-0 on the season. Milt Hershey drops to 7-2. We will take time out when we come back. We'll run over all of the out-of-town scores we have throughout the area. Get our final score tonight, Middletown 49, Milton Hershey 20. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up homestyle meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays, 8 to 8.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Welcome back, Henry Hershey Field, on the campus of Milton Hershey Schools. John Wilsbach, Steve Leedy, with you on the post-game show, along with our sideline guys, Owen Hedder, Darren Rank, studio producer tonight, Damar Parker with us. So glad you're joining us. Jalen Thompson becomes the all-time leading rusher in Middletown history. We were joined down there on the field by Rodney Ramsey. Coach Meyer certainly excited too. For this record being broken. We've got some other pictures as Thompson then was going back underneath the stadium here, going back. His whole team was standing there waiting for him and waiting to congratulate him. They also made sure they got a football from the game for him as well. And Jalen Thompson, the all-time leading rusher in Middletown history. He surpassed Rodney Ramsey's 34-09 all-time. And Ramsey, certainly gracious as well, joined us at halftime, talked about his experiences, and then gracious to see his record go to number two and not number one all-time. And we're going to try to get some pictures out there that we had taken down the field here from WMSS. Try to get it on our WMSS Facebook page as well for you. Now, a lot of the TV stations were here tonight, so some good coverage, and you'll see some interviews as well, hopefully, on tonight's news.
All right, we'll take a look at some of the scores that we have around the area. Mid-Penn Commonwealth, fourth quarter, Central Dauphin leads Redland 28-7 is the last we have there. Cumberland Valley leading Central Dauphin East in the fourth, 19-9. We have State College shutting out Chambersburg 37-0. That in the fourth quarter as well. McDevitt going to beat Lower Dauphin 42-21. That score in the fourth quarter. Cedar Cliff was already mercy ruling Mechanicsburg. That was 51-0 at halftime. Waynesboro beat James Buchanan 38-0. Northern shut out Greencastle Antrim 34-0. Shippensburg beat West Perry 55-12. A couple finals in the Capital Division. Palmyra beat Trinity 35-24. And same score, we think, as Camp Hill leads East Pennsboro 35-24. Camp Hill just got the ball back with about a minute and a half left, so just expect them to wind out the clock in that one. One other game we were keeping our eye on was the Bermudian Springs Littlestown game going down in York, because that affects the AAA playoff rankings. And Bermudian Springs knocked off Littlestown 35-28. So Littlestown will not be number two anymore. They will probably move down to number four. And I would expect Why I'm Missing to end up to be the number two team probably when the rankings are all calculated. By the way, CD now leading 35-7. That one is almost over up at Speed Eversole Stadium, Plant Field. Some of the other scores, we'll go over any final scores we got. York League, Central Martinsburg beat Eastern York 47-7. Dover beat West York 14-7. York Suburban over Gettysburg 28-22. Susquehannock beat Kennerdale 51-0. Northern over Greencastle, I mentioned that, 34-0. Redline, the other unbeaten team in District 3, were victorious tonight over Spring Grove. They have their showdown against Dallastown next week, and what is basically the game of the year in York 1. Northeastern beat Southwestern 31-0. York Catholic beat Fairfield 42-7. LL final scores, Anvil Cluna over Peckway Valley 55-13. Cedar Crest beat E-Town 27-0. Northern Lebanon over Columbia 42-0. Cocalico bombed Ephrata 62-0. Wilson beat Hempfield 38-7. Manheim Central hounded Solanco 78-26. Fourth quarter scores there. Muhlenberg over Elko 34-20. Manheim Township leads Lebanon 71-20. Garden Spot over Lambton Strasburg 29-14. Lancaster Catholic over Donegal 21-14. Caskey over Penn Manor 27-6. And Warwick leads Conestoga Valley 37-21. And again, our final score here, 49-20, Middletown over Milton Hershey. The Raiders are 9-0 and have at least claimed half of the Mid-Penn Capital Division title. And they claim it outright with a win next week against Steel High.
Now, one of the other photos we have that we'll be putting to our WMSS Facebook page, the team waited for Jalen Thompson to come off the field. They stood back underneath the bleachers waiting and waiting as he came off. They were all cheering. The first one that came down the stairs, gave a big bear hug, was Brady Fox, the other running back who still has another year to go with Middletown. And big bear hug, and then he got up in the crowd and he disappeared. Like you didn't even see him anymore. Everybody just surrounded him and swamped him, and they were having a great time. And we, of course, have it all here on WMSS, the pictures on WMSS's Facebook.
I'm just surprised you'll be able to add pictures to a Facebook account.
Well, okay. I will admit that our Dan McGarro at WMSS is going to be taking care of that.
About to say.
I at least know how to send the pictures to him.
That is impressive.
So, because it was on this side of the field. The Middletown fans were on the other side. It's also very hard. You can't get down here So I wanted to make sure that nothing was missed, and took a bunch of pictures. I think Jeremy King, athletic director, grabbed some too. And we just want to make sure that that was all taken care of. So we want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. We've got LVC football for you tomorrow afternoon, 12:45 of the airtime, 1 o'clock with the kickoff on 91.1 FM, 1510 AM, and GoDutchman.com. And we want to thank the fine folks here at Milton Hershey, always hospitable to us, and we always look forward to coming over here to Milton Hershey and the campus for football and basketball games, and thank them as well.
Hey, this is a heck of a facility, and I saw that the single-A and double-A game championship games are going to be held over at Boiling Springs.
I don't get that.
Hopefully the triple-A game, if Middletown is in it, will not be at Boiling Springs, because over there we have to sit on, not that it's bad that we're on the visiting bleachers.
This is a great facility here.
Yes, that would be nice. I don't know if they would be hosting it, but this is a fantastic facility.
All right. Well, we will be back with you again tomorrow night, Middletown Soccer at Tobelhocken, 7 o'clock. And Steve and I will join you for Middletown Football next Friday night, Steel High in Middletown, 6:40 with the airtime, 7 o'clock kickoff. Our studio producer, Jamar Parker, Darren Rank, Owen Hedder, Steve Leedy. This is John Wilsbach thanking you once again. Our final score here in Hershey, Middletown 49, Milton Hershey 20, Blue Raiders unbeaten at 9-0, and you heard it on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
You've been listening to Blue Raider Football on WNSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by the Hetrick Center, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, Black Horse Tavern, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, Jack's Auto Sales, Brownstone Cafe, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, DHL, J&J Pizzeria, with kids in mind, the Middletown Home, Gingrich Memorials, JD's Junction, Homestead Plaza Barbershop, Middletown Pharmacy, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, and Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.